You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Oh. Into the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I have a hard out today. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, but I have a hard on today. I did tell you.
Woo!
All right, listen.
3:15.
3:15. What?
3:10.
What are you talking about?
To Yuma.
To who?
To humor.
You don't have a hard out, right?
I have a hard out. 4:30 though.
It's fine. We're over at 4:30.
We're going to Bennington. It's huge. It's a big show.
It's the best. The best. All right, check it out. Laughable.com. Michael, tell them about Laughable.
Laughable is the best app you can use for your podcast listening. You can follow any individuals on a podcast.
Pause. His name's Mushy Mike. So things come out mushy. Yeah. But mushy's not always bad.
I mean, okay? I feel we can pick a better person to talk about Laughable.
I like Mushy Mike. Mushy, okay.
I like him too. I'm just saying.
Go ahead, Mushy.
So you want to listen to anybody who's ever been on a podcast as a comedian, you can pick that podcast, pick that comedian. They'll have every episode on them. Listen anytime.
Can you say that again, please?
You're not supposed to interrupt the reads.
It's true. You weren't supposed to fuck up the reads, and you fucked it up.
I didn't fuck that one up. I didn't say anything negative about it.
No, but you're saying never about the reader.
Laughable's killer, bro.
Joe did too.
The number one rated podcast app out there.
Oh, it's my favorite.
True.
Number one.
I'm on it.
It's the best. Of course you're on it.
It is a great app. If you love podcasting, then you'll love this app. Download Laughable at the App Store for free right now and enjoy all your favorite podcasts. And you're able to search and find so many more new great podcasts. Laughable.com. Make sure you tweet about it, retweet it, share it, love it, laugh about it. Laughable.com. All right, check it out, everybody. Big show today. We got an ad. We're going to try not to, what?
No, I'm saying we're going to try not to talk. I'm not talking over the ad.
But you're doing hand gestures.
To myself,
like
not to you.
Like a fucking Indian.
No, not to you. I'm doing it myself. I'm like saying, that's right.
Yeah, I don't need hand gestures.
I wasn't giving them to you. I'm giving it to myself.
Yeah, but give it to yourself.
That is myself.
But do it in your head.
Oh, you give me a hand gesture until I come.
All right, listen. Before we get into that silliness, deepdiscount.com, loyal sponsor of my show. I don't give a shit. These guys are the best. I love them. I use them. I actually got a DVD player for $20 at Walmart.
Whoa.
So I can watch all my DVDs that I get from deepdiscount.com. Save your money, guys. This is it. All your favorite movies, TV shows, and so much more. Go see for yourself. March is their their site-wide sale. This is a great month to get stuff off Deep Discount. Just look for icons and coupon codes for extra savings. Go and check it out now. Buy your favorites for one low price, and you'll have them forever. Joe, Eva.
That's amazing. I love Eva. It's a great movie.
It's not a movie. Eva is you keep your stuff forever.
I see.
So you know when you buy something, I've rented stuff off of whatever, iTunes or whatever, and then you go to watch it again, especially if you have a kid, or you and your wife have a favorite movie, Untamed Hearts, Christian Slater.
Really?
Ugh,
we like.
Oh, well, he's got the gorilla heart, right? With Marissa Tomei?
It's not a gorilla heart.
It's a monkey heart?
It's a chimpanzee heart, which is a difference between a monkey, gorilla, and a chimpanzee.
That's right. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But that's a great movie, man. Very touchy-feely.
Great movie.
What about Brokeback Mountain?
Oh!
Brokeback Mountain's a great Western until the middle of it. And then it turns all haywire.
It's like The Unforgiven, and then it goes gay.
More like Gaywire.
It's like Hancock.
Before we have to redo this read...
DeepDiscount.com.
All right, now here's the deal. No more searching. No more looking for all your stuff, all right? Buy your favorites for a low price and own it forever. No more waiting as the little wheel spinning to download. You got to change your service with Verizon or Optimum. The wheel keeps buffering, and the quality of your show is awful, and worse yet, it freezes. Stop wasting your time and money. Buy what you want. Watch it when you want. When you want, classic TV shows, hard-to-find movies, all types of music, including amazing selections of LPs, man. They got records, baby. Vinyl, motherfucker.
It looks like they have 985,551 items available.
Wait, where do you see that?
I'm reading it on the website, deepdiscount.com.
All types of music, including amazing stuff. The LPs, okay? And just go to my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and click on their logo. This way, they know that I sent you. That's how you support my sponsor. You get stuff for you at a discounted rate, and I sent you, and then we make money, you make money, and these guys are happy, and we're all happy. Deep Discount Doc, he had new releases. Check it out this week.
They got Thor Vanderlock for $20.99.
I'm sorry, what was
Blu-ray.
It?
Blu-ray.
What was it?
Thor.
Okay, we got that.
Vanderlock.
No, it's not Rand. Try one more time.
Wang. Wang, there's an N and a G.
Yeah.
Ragnarok.
All right, let's have.
To be honest, I don't think any of us could pronounce that. So
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
I said it.
No, you didn't.
Say it again,
God
Will.
God bless you.
It's Thor Fraggle.
Thor.
Just skip the last part. You don't need to say the new Thor.
No, please say the last part.
Ragnarok.
If there's an N and a G, they could have put him on the cover.
So you got the G's Rang.
Rang.
And then the N come right at the Rang.
Sure.
A rock.
Ragnarok.
Can I just say something? I would rather have this. Mm-hmm. Listen to him try to say Ragnarok than cake. Okay, that's how much I love Will Smith.
You saying it like I'm messing up.
You're saying it beautifully, I thought.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok.
Exactly, you see?
It was clearer than Mike's first read. It was really clear.
This epic
Ragnarok.
This epic adventure spans the Marvel Universe when the mighty Thor and powerful warrior is banished to Earth.
Ooh.
And forced to live among humans. Get your copy for a great price. DeepDiscount.com right now. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Support my sponsors. Click the Deep Discount logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Look for special icons and coupon codes all through March for even more savings. Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. This Ragnarok.
Top 7 favorite soup movies.
Soup? Well, I actually like chicken soup for the soul. That was my top soup movie.
You know what I'm talking
about. I liked it. Wasn't there another soup movie that was good? Ratatouille was a good soup movie.
Dude, superhero. Should I say the whole thing? Superhero movie?
Well, for us to understand it, you might.
I knew exactly what you meant, Will.
You might use the whole word, Will.
I knew. Some people don't get you, Will. I get you.
Top 7.
Really? Tony Danza gets Will?
Sure, I got him. Yeah, we have like a thing.
Yeah, do it. Talk. I'd love to see you guys communicate together.
We're talking right now.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Will, did you see Thor?
I saw Thor... four times.
Me too. four times.
How do you say the last name? Look at me.
I got to read it because I don't remember, because I don't watch this stupid movie. The guy's not fucking handsome enough for me. Ragnarok. There you go.
Great stars. Mark Ruffalo and Anthony Hopkins.
Can we stop? Did you just say he's not handsome enough?
Yeah, he's a hack. he's a fucking bitch.
You're an idiot. He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
I know.
He's gorgeous.
I know.
He's one of the hottest human beings out there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Thor.
Gabby says yes.
I think Thor, if I'm going through it, I'm going to say Iron Man, Marvel Universe.
One or two or three?
Two is better.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
No, two is so good.
Gabby, can you please go to the bathroom, please? When you say stuff
I don't have
like
to
that.
Go.
Well, you say
Iron Man 2 is the. Are you on medication?
Yes.
No. Iron Man 2 is good?
I like Iron Man too.
What kind of medication are you on?
My Boyd.
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck.
Advil.
We were in my zone.
Gabby, listen to me. Yes. You're out of your fucking mind. Iron Man 2 was the worst.
Hold on. Maybe she forgot. Who was in Iron Man 2?
I don't know. I got my wisdom teeth out and I watched it on Vicodin.
You're lying. One is the best because you get introduced to the whole thing.
One is the best. The one is the best not because of that. Well,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gabby, you're talking too much.
Sorry.
Somebody gave you too much confidence. Settle down, okay? You're in that seat. You're in the far seat for a reason.
Sorry, listen.
Not enough and too much.
Listen, not enough and too much, exactly. There's a middle ground I want you to hit today, okay?
Got it.
Stop pursing your lips, too.
Okay.
She does this.
I don't mind that.
I know. Like that's why I don't want her to do it.
Oh, I see. I think all the Iron Man stink because I'm a fucking adult.
I wish you had a mole.
Oh, stop. What?
You don't like any sci-fi movie.
Fucking awesome. Every first movie, every first one, Predator 1, Batman 1, is when you see all the shit, how everything gets made, like their world. The introduction to the world is what makes it so fucking awesome.
If you were to play a superhero, would it be Captain Obvious?
So the first day of your life was the best day of your life?
What do you mean? No.
That was the introduction to the world, bro.
No, the world of that.
Day one.
The world.
They cut the cord, dog, and it's fucking great.
I don't talk like that.
Similar to that, though.
Yeah,
you're doing a big...
That sound like Bill Burr a little bit.
I'm going to talk like you.
Nice. Well, right. The show's going to be hilarious, though.
Hilarious.
Well, like a reporter from the 20s? So now, when did Al come into the place?
Your first day of life's the best?
Dan,
all right.
That was Dan Natterman, by the way.
I don't think I sound like that.
You're very close.
That was very Natterman-y. My doctor said Vioxin. Shouldn't my doctor know about Vioxin? What about Vioxin?
You sound like you're just talking.
We can't help you. What about Vioxin? That's a good point.
Yeah, you sound like Dan Natterman. I think that Iron Man 1... I think Iron Man 1... We got the AC on. I think Iron Man 1 was the best.
Yeah.
Because, number one, you had one of the best... One of our best contemporary actors.
Yes.
All around great actor.
Yeah.
In the lead role.
Gwyneth.
Surrounded by... other great actors, directed by a great director actor.
Mm.
So you had the whole fucking thing, and you had the ability.
Then the visual effects at the time.
What?
The effects.
You got it. You got it.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Your self-esteem crashed on that one. I really didn't hear you. Visual effects.
Yes.
Visual effects were fucking great, but, I mean, you can't get any cooler than Robert Downey Jr. I mean, he's a playboy.
He's the man.
He's a fucking pimp. In the middle of this movie, he has a fucking crisis turnaround, a watershed moment, changes his life, goes from the cool anti-hero type guy you don't like to Iron Man. And at the end of the movie, I'm Iron Man. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
How great is that?
Yeah, and the awkwardness. He's got, like, I love, like, when he's... the suit, and he's got to figure it out, and there's the awkwardness of it, and he's like, he's kind of coming into his own and as the fucking superhero. That's the shit. That's like Rocky 1. Every one is the best.
Brokeback Mountain 1.
Brokeback Mountain 1 is the best.
Yes, remember? They beat the gay guy to death.
Yeah!
It's hilarious. It's great. That's beautiful.
First of all.
That is what happened.
Hilarious. But there's no 2. There's no Brokeback Mountain 2.
No, me and Joe are making it now.
Yeah.
But
Brokeback Mountain's better than Iron Man, certainly.
Absolutely not.
Gyllenhaal. He's sexy.
I'd rather, are you crazy?
Heath Ledger, he died.
Brokeback, first of all, Keith Ledger was not
sexy.
He didn't
sexy die
for
Heath,
the movie.
Heath. You sound like Will.
Or what? Keith Ledger.
I would never say Keith.
You would never say that.
It's so hot in here.
It's fine.
We got it.
All right.
We got it. Don't
take your shirt off.
The AC's on. You want to sit by the AC?
Take your shirt off.
Listen,
I took my hoodie
Justin.
Off.
Relax.
I'm calm.
Yeah, but you're yapping.
He's trying to broke back.
Number two.
Very calm.
Is, I would say.
Call her by your
Guardians
name.
Of the Galaxy.
Mm.
Number two. Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy.
What about fucking Batman
Over Avengers 1?
What?
Over Avengers 1?
Shit.
What about
second
Stop.
Batman?
Yeah,
I take
Knight
it back.
Me too.
No, that's DC Universe.
Also, Heath Ledger.
Only Marvel,
that's
though.
DC.
Wait, what is he saying? What did he say? Dark?
I thought you said superheroes all the way.
No, we're talking Marvel Universe.
We were talking superheroes all the way.
We're talking soup movies.
No, we're not talking
soup
movies.
He didn't say Marvel. He said soup.
I said it at the beginning of it. You weren't listening.
Movies
you weren't listening. I said
did
DC.
Anybody
we
hear
on the tape and
Marvel.
See what he said.
Did anybody hear
Marvel?
No, we didn't say Marvel.
I said Marvel.
No, it was soup and then superheroes.
Marvel Universe. I said it at the beginning. I said Marvel Universe. Universe only.
You might have said it, but
I
nobody
said it
heard
to him.
It.
Yeah, because you're not listening because you're too worried about fucking.
Yeah, but that, but doing.
Yeah.
About Brokeback exactly. Mountain and stuff.
Yeah.
Will, did you hear him say it?
You're fucking cold. You keep fucking yapping. You want you listen and you'll hear me say it.
So watch you listen. Listen.
Do more Thank doing you, and not yabber.
That's just good advice for
Mushy,
life.
Did you hear him say Marvel?
I didn't, but I was still
Become an ear, not a nose.
Gabby
or
didn't.
A mouth.
Mike didn't.
I just want to say, I don't want to be argumentative, but I definitely didn't hear you say Marvel. I
said it.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I did say it. You can listen. I don't need to lie to you.
Right.
Or you.
Mm-hmm.
On a podcast.
Sure.
Talking about
you don't need to,
fucking
but...
fantasy movies. I don't need to.
Right.
I'll lie to you about more important things, about our friendship. I'll lie about that.
Right.
Okay, we'll lie about that. Not you, Joe. Listen.
Guardians was a great Marvel movie.
Over Avengers 1?
I say Avengers is better than
did
I
you like, did you like Black Panther?
What about Philadelphia? Do you guys see that?
I refuse to see
Schindler's List is a fucking
how's going
killer.
Gays?
Oh. I didn't take his funny joke and then just do the same joke right after he did it.
I was adding on.
That's not adding on.
I don't need to be fucking criticized right now.
Yeah, that was called hacking.
Period.
On. Just laugh at his and let it linger. You stepped on his great joke with how about Schindler's List. It's the same joke.
Joe, I thought
but
that was a great joke.
I'm going gay. I'm going gay theme.
Yeah, he's going dead.
Call
Jews.
Me by your name.
Keep
gay.
It down. Keep it down.
Oh.
Did you like Black Panther?
But I did love Schindler's List.
I won't see Black Panther. I refuse to see it.
Why?
Why? Will is right here.
I mean, look at why is not the why does it matter?
Yeah,
no. Why is the chromosome you're missing?
So when you saw
how many times are you gonna say you saw
Civil
That's
War?
The capital of Poland.
Yeah. When you saw Civil War, did you close your eyes during the Black Panther scenes?
I didn't even know that's what he was. I thought he was a cat. I thought he was called Kitty Cat.
He thought he was a grip who just happened to be in the shot.
I thought. No, listen. I will go see Black Panther. I will definitely see it. But here's the deal with this movie. Have you seen it?
I've seen it 4 times.
Oh, God.
Why?
Because he's
black. Because he bought a bootleg.
I mean, sorry, that was a way better joke than mine. You saw it 4 times?
I saw it, yeah.
Did you see it in 3D?
No, I don't like 3D.
I don't
3D's,
like 3D either.
3D is too distracting, man.
I saw it in
3D. Two dicks is all you need.
Let me ask you a question. Why this is the black superhero movie that black people are like, this is the best.
First of all.
Is it the number one movie? Is it up there with Iron Man and Avengers?
Number one? Yeah, you going to let me answer the question?
I'm going to let you. I'm just giving you a setup.
Okay.
Very defensive.
I had to have a heart out. Just want to remind you.
I'm listening.
I'm done. I asked you, is it up there? Oh, my God. Take your hat off. Is it up there with Iron Man, Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy? Where is it between those three movies?
Okay.
Where is it?
Oh, what about Deadpool? Isn't that something?
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool.
You're right.
People like Deadpool?
Yes, we
Deadpool
love that.
2. Deadpool 2 is not even out yet.
Just one.
You said Deadpool 2.
I meant also.
You
well.
Said Deadpool 2.
As well.
So maybe you did not say Marvel earlier.
Where does the movie fall? I want to know what you think.
Okay, let me say this.
Yes.
Say it.
Number one is not even a black movie. You could put any color in there. It's just a good damn movie. Number one and foremost. Shh. Stop yabba dabba doing. Let me finish. That's number one. Number two is a good story all around. So whether you're into superhero movies or not, it's a good story for everybody who's not into suit. They just like a good story. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Then three, it happens to be black.
I think you can reverse those all.
Really, do you think it's because black and then the other two? That it's a great story?
I thought it was very fucking cool.
Yeah.
How awesome everybody thinks it is, I was like, eh, no. And I thought all the futuristic Afrocentric shit is what made it so cool, and the suit that he had was so cool. But I was like, in terms of like stories of superheroes, it was like kind of, there was so, holes in it. I didn't love it. I liked it a lot.
Where would you put it? Iron Man?
I didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, Iron Man.
Iron Man's better than that.
Iron Man Avengers 1.
Iron Man 1.
Avengers 1 or Black Panther goes after Iron Man?
Black Panther goes after Iron Man.
Really? You don't think it's better than Avengers?
I don't remember as much. I don't remember.
Civil War?
I didn't see that one.
Wow. Captain America.
But Dark Knight.
Where do you put it?
Captain America?
Can't do it.
Oh, I can't. I have to go Marvel?
You got
to
go Marvel because DC is a different. Because DC
world.
Doesn't have any. It only has one fucking thing, the Dark Knight.
Green
Dark
Lantern. Knight. And Green
for,
Lantern.
If it were for the Civil War, black people wouldn't be able to do anything.
I mean, we were doing things without the Civil War, if you think about it.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah. No, I mean,
sorry.
Certainly.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Not, just, don't say us. Say slave owner.
It was
owner.
A joke. You just said
you was
the
a slave. You
joke.
Come from a slave owner family.
I don't come from a slave, but my family wasn't even here.
Yeah, but they benefit from slave owners.
How so?
Free stuff.
That doesn't even make sense.
What free stuff did you get?
Joe, not me. I'm what?
Listen, let me ask you a question. You weren't doing anything anyways. You were down in Haiti having fun.
Was being a French's ass.
Yeah, take you know, that, Frenchies.
You think that this movie is number two after Iron Man?
I think, yeah. After really? Iron Man 1, maybe Iron Man 1, Black Panther.
Would you be mad at a black, would you think a white guy's suspect for thinking that it's not in the top five?
No, not at all. I mean, no. You know,
would you think he's being phony as a superhero, comic book fan, Marvel fan, if I was like, I saw it and I was like, yeah, I think it's number four or five.
Nope. It's their opinion.
But this is where we're at now. This is on a serious note. We've lost all sense of what race is. Can I talk, Will?
No, but you Jesus
Christ. I fucking feel with everybody.
I'm trying to say something serious here.
This is serious.
Hold on, everybody. Joe Liss is about to say something serious since we started the show.
All right,
go ahead,
ring
Joe.
The bell. Ring the bell. The Joe Serious bell. Ring
I
it.
Think we've lost, and I'd like to hear an African-American person, or a Haitian-American.
Mike, make
like
a bell sound.
I
said ding.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a slur. I would like, don't you think we've lost track of the word racism, the idea of racism? People are like, if you don't like Black Panther, you're racist. That's racism now?
Who said that?
In the old days, racism was like, get away, don't drink out of my water fountain.
That's not what he said. That's why I asked
that. That's not what
he
said. You're asking that, so that's implied.
I'm asking that because I wanted to get the temperature of the water.
But I've seen posts on Facebook and stuff. People say this stuff.
Do you think critics, can I ask a question? Do you think critics are going to be, they're going to be nervous to say, like, oh, I didn't like this movie because they're like, oh, it's not okay to say I don't like Black Panther.
First of all, the critics are very lucky that this movie was great.
Right.
Okay, because if this movie, Spawn came out, got shit on. Spawn was a black superhero.
But it wasn't an all-black cast.
But it was a black superhero with a black lead. Blade was a black superhero. Okay? That wasn't a black movie. You understand?
No.
That should have, black people should have rallied behind Blade. Like, you understand? That was the first time that.
But why should we rally behind a movie that, but Spawn was okay at best. It wasn't a great, great movie like Black Panther. It was a good movie, but it wasn't that, like, something to get behind on. Right. Look, dude, the Black Panther was a black movie because it takes place in a black country. Okay?
Where did it take place?
You know what I'm talking about.
Wakanda.
I made up
Wakanda.
Country,
yeah. I was kidding.
Okay.
Wakanda.
If they made
that's what Will asking for gum.
If they made
Wakanda.
Sorry. It wasn't bad.
If they made Iron Man white or Puerto Rican,
yeah.
It'll be like, yo, it'll be an uproar.
Uproar.
Yeah.
Uprising.
Well, they made Johnny Storm black.
I didn't like
that. Yeah, they made Johnny Storm
black. I did not
black.
Like that at all.
They make, and who else did they do that to? They did it to somebody else, too. They made somebody else black that wasn't black. Right?
The lawyer in the movie Molly's Game.
Oh, well, serious. Well, how about this?
I'm serious.
We go back to Thor.
Yeah. I don't watch
they're all
comic book movies.
They're Scandinavian gods, but they're a multi-ethnic society for some reason.
Yeah, they're all supposed to be blonde hair, blue-eyed.
There's plenty of black.
Fucking Vikings.
X-Men.
And the second lead in the movie is fucking Idris Elba, whatever the fuck it is.
Elba. You can't talk?
RuPaul is a black X-Man.
Which I have no problem with. I don't care.
I'd like that one.
Who? RuPaul?
No, Idris Elba. He
was badass in that movie. Actually.
I mean, he's badass. I love him. He's one of my favorite actors. Luther is one of the greatest shows on
Vandross.
Netflix.
Top five favorite actors, real quick.
Idris Elba, Denzel Washington.
Fuck yeah. Wesley Snipes.
Did you see Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm running out.
Radio Raheem.
Two Wayans brothers. So.
Kevin Hart.
Top five favorite actors, fast.
Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Robert Duvall. Mm-hmm. I would say Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and I would also say
That's five, dude.
I was going to throw a woman in there, so I didn't get attacked.
You got no female actors in there, dude.
Yeah, you said actors. You didn't say actresses.
He's correct.
I don't look at John. When I say actors, that's everybody.
Ronald Reagan.
You left out Richard Grieco. You left out some fucking greats, man. You really did.
Pronounced Richard Gere, but I agree with you. He's great.
Top five favorite actors.
Tom Hardy, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robert De Niro, your mother's cunt, and your father's tits.
Those titties are
Tom Hardy.
Shit.
No, I'm gonna take out Al Pacino. And I'm going to put Tom Hardy.
Are you serious?
Tom Hardy's amazing.
What kind of problem do you have here?
Oh, that was something.
Good. pretty good.
How are you taking out Al Pacino?
That's taking out Al Pacino.
You taking him out?
Why?
I'm putting Tom Hardy.
What movie?
Tom Hardy's a better actor, I think. He's more diverse. His
roles. Fuck you, Bobby.
Yeah, his role. And Al Pacino became
cartoon character.
Ever since Scent of a Woman, that's the guy you get.
Yes, unless Al Pacino.
Unless you put prosthetics on him and he becomes physically somebody else.
Do I look good in his nose?
Justin could not be happier that we got on the topic of Al Pacino.
Top five favorite actors.
Woody Allen.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm. I don't know.
It's such a millennial shit thing to say.
I like Woody Allen.
I know you do. You know he fucked his little daughter.
Fucked a little girl.
Fuck him.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Ugh, that's sexy.
That's a great website, Will.
Thank you. I think I'm going to go see Black Panther. I'm a fan of the Marvel universe.
Marvel world.
And I have to see it because I have to see Infinity Wars. And if I'm not caught up in there, I'm not going to know how Captain America got over to fucking Uganda.
You want me to tell you what happened at the end of Black Panther?
No, don't tell us.
Don't say it.
Are you crazy?
Captain America's been torn apart.
You can't.
He's a court jester with a broken heart.
Spider-Man.
What? Are you nuts? Why would you fucking do that? That's how fucking Kevin Smith had a heart attack.
You got to go see it in a white neighborhood, though. Definitely.
Why?
You got to fucking be able to hear the thing. I mean, you got to hear it. I mean,
you got a great radio voice.
What?
And face.
Thank you, buddy. I saw it at the Asian theater. They don't say down in Battery Park. They don't say a fucking word in there.
They mind the whole Asian minority.
Well, they're the majority of the world, if you think about it. Yeah. They don't even chew their fucking popcorn at the quieter parts.
They're using chopsticks.
Awesome.
How can you get?
Awesome.
Actually, Indians are more popular than Asians.
Well, not in Asia.
Not in my heart, though.
All right. You're trying too hard. Listen. Ooh. Here's the thing. Oh, yeah. Listen.
I'm barely trying.
I would go see this.
Still carrying.
I would go to this movie in a black neighborhood in 2 seconds. I would love to see this movie with a black audience because they're going to enjoy it, I mean, way more. Right?
Yeah, they were.
I mean, more in Flanagan.
That's like that's like seeing Django with an all-white crowd in Boston. They enjoy it way more than I mean, this is a...
When I was a kid, we saw Malcolm X in a black neighborhood, and they were throwing shit at us.
Yeah, well, that's fun. That's like part of it.
Yeah.
You're part of the movie. Like,
yeah, I had a lot of fun.
It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That could have been Toy Story 2. It still would have happened.
I saw it.
Hold on. But, Robert, didn't you like Justice League?
That was funny. Nobody laughs at Mushy Mike.
I couldn't hear. Will was saying things.
I know Mushy Mike was yabba-dabba doing.
He's yabba-dabba doing.
Though, didn't you like Justice League?
I almost said I love Justice League. I liked it. It was all right. It wasn't good. I don't think they know how to make a movie. The fucking Instagram look, and it's all dark, and the world is all crumbly, and go fuck yourself. Show me the world the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving me this dark, it's gloomy every day. Fuck you.
You know why? Because they work for Batman, and they try to apply that same copy and paste on Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Man of Steel, I'm talking about.
Batman fought crime at night. That's why Batman was at dark.
The Dark Knight.
He didn't come out at noon in a fucking sweaty bat suit. It would have been too hot. And people would have been like, why is that asshole wearing that suit? He came out at night. Okay? Why. You can't have Justice League at fucking night all the time and dark and crumbly like it's Seattle. I wanted to murder myself.
Crumbly?
Crumbly. Everything looked like it was crumbling.
Oh.
I have to fucking figure it out.
Can I tell you why?
Google crumbly.
Just in terms of a visual, I didn't get crumbly.
Well, work it out.
I thought you were like thinking of pastries or something.
That's crumb cake. You fucking crumb.
Listen. Wait. Crumbly doesn't come from crumble?
I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, crumbly.
All right, now this had a great, Justice League had a great, all right, the Flash scene where Superman turned. And he was holding all the Justice League, and he was flying it. He was like, I got you, motherfucker. Great scene.
Yeah.
Great scene.
I hate Superman. He's such a bitch. I hate him.
Superman is not.
But Justice League is scene by scene. They have scenes, but it's not overall together. The movie was
weak.
It was seen by children.
And here's why the movie stinks. They keep fighting these fucking weirdos from other universes. You need to fight Lex Luthor. You need to stay on Earth.
The wrestler?
And deal with motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I need a guy that's smarter than you, Superman, because you have all the power. I need a guy to figure out how to fuck with you. And Batman.
That's why I hate Superman. I hate that he just every power. Batman's cool because he's a regular guy.
Can I say something?
That's why Iron Man's cool. He's just a regular guy in a suit. Like,
can I say something?
He's vulnerable. There's vulnerability.
He's a billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Can I say something?
I hope so.
So
we got another
hour. The reason why no Marvel matter. Works better than DC. Joe, hold your thoughts. The reason why Marvel works better than DC.
I have to.
Because.
One of the greatest things ever said. What the fuck? Subtext is the best. It makes
What is that? What is it?
So many people could take that so many ways. Go ahead.
Because.
Batman.
Because.
What?
Marvel's characters are real. Everybody had a problem. Iron Man had an alcoholic and an ego problem. You know what I'm saying?
No.
DC.
You just said one thing that wasn't true. Iron Man is not an alcoholic.
He was an actor.
The actor?
No, the actor, definitely. He's a cokehead. He's got a lot of problems.
Problems where people could relate. Yeah. Spider-Man was shy. He was a nerd. Marvel, only character that had a problem was Batman. That's why it works so well. They killed his parents, but everybody else, they focus on the powers. Right. Superman's powers, Wonder Woman powers. So they didn't focus on the alter ego or the...
No, I know Iron Man had it in the comic book series, but not in the movies. They never really played up his alcoholism in the movies. They played... No.
Thank you.
He had ADD. He had all sorts of shit.
Well, he had an ego.
Yeah.
I mean, the greatest lines ever. Yeah, I can fly. I mean, you can't fucking... When he landed and he was like, yeah, I can fly. That's the coolest. By himself going, I fucking just made something to make me fly. One of the baddest lines ever in a movie.
I didn't know Iron Man was an alcoholic in the comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm 35, so I don't know that much about comic
books.
But
when you was 10...
I liked baseball.
That's realistic.
You don't think guys that like comic books like baseball? They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You see a fucking kid walking down the street in a Norman Rockwell painting. He's got a bat in one hand, a ball in the other, a comic book sticking out of his rump.
Yeah, Mike Lawrence and I had a good catch the other day.
He said a man.
And you look like David Banner.
I think he said Bruce Banner earlier.
David Banner, Bruce. Do you know the story?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I want to move on to
some
other business.
David Banner the TV show, Bruce Banner, and everything else.
You know, I'm going to move it on really quick. You know, I found out in the last...
What did you thought Wonder Woman?
I found... She was great. I loved her. I found out in the last...
I used to go nuts for Wonder Woman when I was a kid.
I found out... I'm going to move on. Well, I found out on the last couple days that I have two modes. I have mob guy, mob boss, I'm going to fucking murder you, and spineless jellyfish mode. There's no in the middle mode for me. There's no calm, hey, you know, and I don't want that, or you're making me uncomfortable. I don't like that, or no. There's no no. There's okay, or get the fuck you fucking cocksucker. You fuck me, I fuck you.
Like rage pussy. Like you're a rager or just a pussy.
That is very true about yourself.
You know, ever since Colin had a heart attack, I've been very, you know, I've been very scared about myself. I don't want to grab my chest and fucking go. First of all, I know that, you know, it wouldn't be as epic, you know, as a Patrice. There'd be one benefit at the Pussycat.
I'd do a benefit for you and Max.
Yeah, for one time.
I'd do it every year. I need the money.
Am I supposed to go to Heart Attack Foundation?
No, it's supposed to go to my fucking kid. I'm telling you right now, if I drop dead, something happens to me, you cocksuckers, all of yous.
We'll all raise them together, yeah.
No, you're not going near my wife. Actually, you know what? You can fuck her. I'll let you marry my wife.
Yeah, like, what are you complaining about?
Yeah, I don't want... There's so many other people.
I have herpes or I'd do it.
I would never want you near my wife. Listen... I just pictured fucking Sherrod going, come on, Dono! Dono, bring Maxi Baby!
And hit fucker for way longer than he's supposed to.
But, anyways, I'm saying it right now. You better fucking raise a nice hot million for my family.
Million?
Yeah, it's fucking, dude, that's three benefits.
Did you get a million for your family?
What?
Did you get a million for your family?
Well, yeah. What do you mean?
Did you raise $1 million for your own family?
Who's the star of a TV show? Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Have I raised them? Have I had $1 million?
No. Did you raise $1 million for your family?
I'm not dead. I'm saying if I die, Will.
He's working on
it.
Working on dead? No, he's working on his fucking wealth, and he's working on his
building. I bet you've made $4 million in your life.
I've made more than that. Listen, I've spent more than that, though, too.
Look, how are you going to spend more than you make?
Because I have bills, a house, a child, two cars, plane tickets.
Problems?
I enjoy the finer things in life.
Yeah.
Look at this table. This is at least $300.
I didn't pay for this.
No.
This is a custom table, too. Listen, I designed this. I wrote this. I drew this on a piece of paper. They made it. Tony. God bless Tony.
A semicircle?
If my arm could fold because of doing curls the other day,
I would do the sign of the cross. Listen, here's the deal.
Yes.
I want fucking, you guys better fucking raise, I want Max taken
I don't think
care
this
of.
Is the right
First,
guy.
If one of us had to raise Max, though, if you had to pick one of us to actually take care of the kid, who's going to take care of your kid?
Me.
I would talk to Max. I would read the best time stories every night.
I don't want, first of all, if Dawn saw any of you coming up the driveway, she'd fucking shoot. Listen, here's the deal.
She loves me.
She doesn't even know you.
I hope you don't have guns in your
I guarantee she doesn't know you. All right, I'll call her right now. If she knows you,
Dawn?
I'll give you a 20.
That's it?
I'll give you a 20. Even Dawn? That's a regular thing.
What about $50
Tell her
Justin
Silver says hello.
Hang on. I'm going to say, Justin Silver. Dawn, do you know Justin Silver? I'm going to go, Justin Silver says hello. Do you know who he is?
She's going to say, what a sweetheart I am.
All right, wait. Let's see. I'm going to give you a 20 spot.
And then do Will Silver's
name. I don't need $20.
I'll take the 20 bucks.
Joking, I have a 20.
Here we go. You need it. I saw the size of your tub.
My tub? Oh.
You don't even fit in your tub, okay?
It's a huge bathtub.
Get a better tub. No talking, though. You can't use your voice.
What? But that's how I'm very identifiable.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on. I don't even know.
I'm going to hang up if you keep fucking yapping.
I'm
going to hang up. You in or not?
Sure.
Are you in or not?
I'm in.
It's a voicemail.
She's not even. She's seeing someone else right now.
Let me call her. She'll pick up. Don't worry.
It's a voice female.
I didn't see that joke coming.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
Yeah, no, I did. We did.
Don't call twice. She's going to think something's wrong. She's going to think you're having a heart attack.
I love that he thinks his fucking hack joke isn't hack. No, you didn't. That's original. Shut up. Fucking doing this for fucking 25 years.
Your call has been forwarded.
Twat is banging somebody.
Everybody. You worried about your health, though, you were saying?
Robert, can I say something?
Right, here's the deal.
I want
to say one thing. Here's what happened with me, okay, over the last 2 days. This is why I'm a fucking mush. And maybe you can help me with it.
Hey, Mushy Mike.
Just call him back.
No, okay. Hang on. No, don't say nothing. Dawn, real quick.
Yes.
Do you know Justin Silver?
Justin Silver.
Yeah.
Is that the comic who trains dogs?
Yes. Thank you. Do you think he's hot?
Not on my list.
All right. Love you. Bye. Take care. Bye. I love you. Goodbye. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Why do you ask if everybody's hot?
Four isn't hot enough to hurt your feelings.
What did she say? What did she say?
She said not on my list.
No.
Listen. Here's.
Can I say something?
You're on her list, though?
Instead of all these benefits...
She likes chubby dudes.
Instead of, someone please take care of Mikey.
Maxie. I can't believe that.
Why don't you just focus on taking care of your health?
Well, here's the problem. Here's what we're going to. This is where I might need your help, okay? Because that was not me. I decided in the last couple weeks, maybe a few weeks... Maybe 2 weeks since Colin. When that happened to Colin, it really affected me. And I said to myself, look, I don't care so much about, you know, we do all these things. Like, I'm going to do this and that and try this and a podcast and all these and go here and write this. And it's for nothing. And you're waiting for somebody to go, oh, I like it. And maybe somebody will give you a special or let's have that show or be a part. I'm done. right now. For right now, I'm going to do my shows that I have booked. I'm going to be the funniest motherfucker in the world that I can be. I'm going to do this podcast. And I'm going to get in shape.
Dope, man.
Okay, but here's the deal. Now, I had to join a 24-hour gym because I realized that I cannot go at noon. I cannot wake up and go to the gym. I go to the gym after a show, late at night, my fucking head's going, and I'll sit in there. I'll watch, you know, Deadliest Catch for fucking 9 episodes, go to bed at 2, 3. Now, instead of that, I'm 24-hour fitness. God bless you, 24-hour fitness. Opened up 12 minutes away from my house. I went to the gym last night at 11. The other day, I went at fucking 12. I go to the gym at night. When I'm going right the fuck now.
Bobby time.
I'm going 3 to 4 times a week for right now. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not listening to anybody. I'm not fucking taking advice. I don't want to know what to eat. I don't want to know what to do at the gym. I am doing what I do, what I know I do, what I've done before, and that's it. I have 5 training sessions with a trainer for the last 6 months, and around 2-3 months in, hopefully, I'm going to use those sessions to relieve the plateau that I'll probably
get over the hump.
So here's the deal. But I go to the doctors. I got to get a doctor. I don't want to just go and do all this work and then grab my chest because I'm not, you know what I mean? I shouldn't be working out. I go to the fucking doctors, and this lady, I think all doctors are somehow good people, or they're smart, or they're not.
No.
Doctors, there's shitty doctors.
Oh, yeah.
They're dumb.
And comics.
They're dumb.
On the show.
They're like lawyers.
I don't get it. And you walk in, and I'm like, I just want to get this test. I want to get a calcium test. Dr. Steve said, get a calcium test. That will let you know if you have a blockage, right?
Oh, boy. Like in your artery?
In your artery, right.
Oh, I know that.
So I go, I want to get this test, and I want to get, I want to get your bum.
Colonoscopy.
I want to make sure I don't have cancer.
She's those aren't so bad anymore, I heard.
No, not so bad. And it wouldn't be bad for me either. I'm into it. So anyways, she says to me, today we're not doing that. We're going to be doing a little blood work, and I'm going to be asking you questions and blah, blah, blah. And I go, but can I get that test? She goes, well, I wouldn't give you that test. She starts going on and on about how I'm not getting, I wouldn't give you that test, right? I want to make sure. So she wants to just have me in there, do these tests, you know, my insurance, come back in again Thursday, more money.
Fuck yeah.
Refer me down to gastro fucking blah, blah, blah. Okay, more money. Then I got to do a stress test. And it's like, I should have just, and I sat there and I was so uncomfortable that she wouldn't just, you know, I had to do, you know, and I said to her, I go, I feel weird. I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what's going on right now.
Like, what were you uncomfortable about, Bobby?
Because I wanted to get tests done. And you're a doctor. And
the doctor has to pay his mortgage, Bobby. Don't you understand that?
Mortgage, his boat payment.
I really don't.
You felt like he was dragging the shit out?
It was a woman.
She was dragging the shit out?
Women are inferior.
I don't know.
We're not talking about comic book movies. Why are you still dabba-dabba doing about... This is serious, dude.
I'm being serious. They're not as good as us at anything.
If one of you call me later and go, what are we naming this podcast? I'm fucking, just don't come back. Just don't, please.
She's got Yabba Dabba Doo written down 3 times.
Of course she does. I'm getting shirts made.
What about Yabba Gabby Doo? That could be a shirt.
So,
sorry I said that.
We are too. Listen, I sat there and I took it and I went in and I did an AKG. And then I come back and I was sitting back in and she goes, okay. I go, what about the EKG? What did that show? She goes, well, those don't really show that much. I go, I'm in my head. I'm like, well, why did I do it? Why didn't I do the, I know.
Will's symbolizing money, I think.
You know what? Why
at that moment, yeah. I should have said, why did you do it? Why did I take a test that did nothing for me?
You know,
I should have said that. Why?
Because it was not one of us. If it was one of us, you would have go down our face, yell in our face 100 times. But it was just Dr. Lady, who you think is smart.
Hashtag bully.
And then so you listen to her instead of like listening to your inner self.
You know,
I'm going to really bully you someday.
You know what you could do, Bob?
You're going to know what a bully is.
Yeah, like the old days.
I'm going to take your fucking money. I'm going to take your cigars.
Throw them in a locker.
And your phone.
and then take his glasses. Say, you got to call him Four Eyes.
I'm not taking his. I'm going to punch one of them so one of them's
you
broken.
You got to call him Four Eyes.
He has glasses.
Yeah, but those are cool glasses.
They're the same glasses.
They're the same
I
glasses.
Have.
Oh, no.
They're not the same glasses.
They're very similar. Mine are Warby Parker.
Mm.
Yeah, that's in Soho, dog.
And those are village. Nerd glasses.
You're a nerd.
Can you finish your point, please?
What?
Your beard looks like that magnetic thing that you used to get as a kid with the little black things. Remember?
Oh, yeah, you got the stick.
Yeah, the stick with the magnets. It didn't come in blackface, but it was like a similar...
Finish your thought, Will. Don't let him fucking
Dude,
go down a path.
That's it!
Dude!
Michael, can you knock it off?
Dude. When it's someone of a, like a doctor, lawyer, we automatically think they know better, they gonna do better, but can I tell you something that happened?
Please.
Damon Wayans, right? Damon Wayans, good friend of mine. Damon Wayans.
Name dropper.
No, I'm not name dropper. I'm telling you what happened.
Joe List, good friend of mine.
Thank you.
Damon Wayans, I had to go get a check for his diabetes, right? He was super scared. He said, oh, man, I'm going to go ahead. He's going to tell me what not to eat. I got to give up this food. So he was super nervous because he was not ready to give up these foods. Yeah. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor said, Mr. Wayans, you had diabetes, but don't worry about it. Keep eating the way you are. Just take this medication. Damon was even angry, like, what? He said, you're supposed to tell me the things I don't want to hear, and you telling me to keep eating the way I am.
Yes.
So I could take the medication so I could pay your freaking mortgage.
Right. Yes. All this.
So Damon freaking flipped and changed, like, you know what? Fuck that. The doctors don't mean shit. So he changes his own health style, plant-based diet.
Yeah.
And now he's much healthier because you go to the doctor, man. That's what they want, man. They want you to keep eating.
It's a three card Monty. It's a fucking scam.
You know
I
what?
I mean, she had me do a test, and I asked her what it showed, and she said not much. I can't really. We really can't tell anything from an ECG.
She really wanted you to take some other tests. I had nothing to do with it.
But then she took the nurse took my blood pressure. Shelly, beautiful woman.
By the way, Shell.
She goes, your bottom number is a little high. She said, your bottom number is a little high.
I'm sorry, what's the bottom number?
I don't.
It's the number of guys you've fucked.
The bottom number is a little high. And then she said, but she didn't say, oh my God. She didn't say, we need to work. She said, it's a little high. Like that. Like, it's okay. The doctor comes in. Now, maybe because it was her, it already had a little something for her. I was a little angry, you know, a little, not angry, but like fucking uncomfortable around.
Yeah.
She says, it's not, you know, this is not good. Like my blood pressure. I already know she's going to fucking tell me to go on blood pressure. I guarantee fucking to you, when I go in there, she's going to try to get me on blood pressure medication. And I'm going to fucking say no.
Buddy,
why?
Why? Because here's the deal. I am going to fucking, like you said, I'm going to bring my blood pressure down myself. I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm going to work out. I'm going to fucking eat healthier. I'm going to...
Stop yelling at people.
What? No, I can't do that. What was my comedy going to do? That's my comedy.
I have a thing.
Yeah, good.
I just want to get this out. I don't want to give you advice. Oh. But I have read that green tea can lower blood pressure. I'm addicted. I drink about 36 ounces a day. My parents both have skyrockety blood pressure. I'm stressed and I have a horrible diet. I go and the doctor's like, your blood pressure is absolutely perfect. I think because I drink 36 ounces of green tea a day.
Wow, Joe.
I will try drinking
some green tea.
I will. I drink coffee all day.
That's not good for your blood pressure, buddy.
Look at that. After 12 weeks of drinking green tea, blood pressure was lowered by 2.6 businesses.
You know what, Bobby? I went to the endocrinologist the other day.
Can you read that out loud for everybody could hear?
Lower your bottom number by 2.2.
He read it twice. I heard it when Joe read it.
Nobody's listening to them.
I'm trying to listen to Justin right
now. No, but you're the captain of the ship.
I'm captaining it. And you're making my blood pressure go up by not listening to Justin.
You're the captain now.
Go ahead.
On the point of what you were saying, right? I feel like doctors, you know, they all have different opinions. They all come from different schools, and then they have their personal background. So their opinions aren't necessarily catered to you. And now, you know, like the medical industry is so impersonal nowadays. It's like, all right, what's your insurance card? Go sit there. But there's so much information online that I think it's so important that people take the onus on themselves to like figure out what they want to do with their health. I went to see the endocrinologist because I wanted to find out about like different testosterone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, here's the tests I want to take. take. I called the lab. I was like, here's the list of tests that I researched are the best ones to take. I did it all. Then I went to the doctor. I said, here's all my labs. These are all the ones that I thought that were important. Now, can you use this as a baseline and tell me if you think this would be good for me or not? And he was like, you really did your fucking homework here. And then he didn't know half the shit that I needed to know. So I just went to another doctor that I thought wouldn't find the shit that I really
needed
to know.
You know what disturbed me the most about this doctor? What?
The word onus. The word onus.
Why?
When you said onus, I
took it.
No, that was a good one.
It's a good word. But you know what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. I went in.
So I fucking. Said, I'm saying, like, you're doing the right thing by taking it upon yourself,
I'm trying
dude.
To forward the conversation.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm trying to, but you keep fucking going, do you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you don't have to be like that.
I know what you're saying.
Ahead.
Listen, what I'm
sure.
saying. I do know what you're saying. This is what I did in there, as I have. She asked me, do you have any lab results or anything from before? And I said, as a matter of fact, on my phone, I have an app that the other doctor that I used to go to that I left because they weren't really that good, all my labs are on there. And I showed her. She looked at my phone. She goes, yeah, can you print this out at home and bring it back to me?
It's here right now, motherfucker.
And I said, you want me to go home and print this and bring back paper? Like, I felt like I was fucking Michael J. Fox.
Was this a clinic?
No, it was a doctor's office. And I said, you don't have, can I just email it? She goes, I don't have an email here. I go, you don't have an email here that I can email this to? Nobody here? And then this nurse, I go, quite frankly, that makes me uncomfortable. That you want me to go home and bring paper back.
Right.
I go, that's that. What is that? I don't even understand that. You want me to go home and print something? It's here. Read it.
If their technology is not updated with email, then medicine and their ways of treating people is not going to be updated.
Well, the girl comes in and she goes, can you print this? She reads it. She goes, there's a fax number right there. I'll just fax it. I'll have them fax it to us. She goes, they'll fax it. Like she was.
Is
like,
this
oh
1991 fax? Who yabba dabba doing about fax nowadays?
1991, Silence of the Lambs won Best Picture, Director,
oh, I saw
Actor,
it
and Actress.
Within two seconds, the girl had a fax, called them, they sent all my shit over, and literally within, I would say under five minutes, she goes, here it is, and she went, oh, wow. Like she was shocked. That
Where is this doctor that you're going to?
It's in Eastville, up in Westchester.
Hunts
it's
Point,
in Westchester.
The
where they're backwards. They're deprogressing.
It's next to a Lord and Taylor's.
Regressing.
Just fucking research all the shit about all the things in your health that you're concerned about.
I
go
did,
online,
I,
and then you go
know,
to the doctors when you want based
I,
on the shit
I,
that you,
know,
you
I used
think
to weigh
you
220,
need to know.
I used to weigh 220
Let
pounds.
Me see that. Show that to the camera.
Whoa, Nelly.
I dropped 70 pounds, freaking changing the way I think. Then educating myself about the foods I put in my mouth,
listen,
and then applying it.
Listen, yeah, I told you I'm not. I don't care. I'm not. I told you I'm not taking pep talks.
I was talking to Joe
I
List.
I don't care. I'm not taking pep talks. I understand what I need to do. What I'm saying is this, and you just said research. You're not hearing me. I went in with the tests. I talked to Dr. Steve.
Yeah.
I went in with the tests that I wanted to get. I did the research. And she still denied me
and
said that I have to go through her process to get there. So now, I was like, the insurance won't let me go to another, you understand? I started the process. They're not going to let me go somewhere else. Just insurance is not going to work like that. I have to kind of see this through now. So now I got to go back for a stress test. And she wants me to go to a gastro doctor because of my acid reef. So I have to go through all the shit. And I was like, this motherfucker, you can't just go to a doctor and say, look, I want this, this, and this done. And they do it?
Yeah.
No, they
what about Dr. Steve? You'd be better off going to Tennessee.
I would. I just don't know if he could if he could do it.
It's like going to a store and say, can I get some plantains? No, sir. What we're going to give you instead.
What?
Is
can you get what?
What's a plantain?
Plantains?
Plantains.
Oh.
Plantain.
Plantain.
I don't think any of us say that, but.
Is it called plantain? Is that?
It's
is that,
plantain.
It's plantain, but I've never went to a store and asked that.
Plural plantains.
Hang on one second. Michael, please look this up. Is singular plantain plantain? No.
Right there, plantain.
No, it's plantains.
Plantain.
Plankton.
Plantain.
Like in a
no,
fish
it's plantain.
Tank.
A plantain. A plantains is more than one. Plantain is one.
I love that's what you thought of. Can you go to the store and plantains was the first thing? Like,
well, he eats very well.
Plantains are good for you.
They are good for you. Wait, continue your thought.
So you go.
Hey, can we go to Liquitaria after this? Get the hookup.
Hot damn! Let's go.
Yes, he gets the hookup at Liquitaria.
I don't even know what that is.
Really? Should we go every
juicing,
day?
Juicing.
Juicy smoothies. Yeah.
Can I say something?
Juicy. And this is not
advice.
Hook up.
This is not advice.
Can you stop asking?
This is not advice.
Just talk.
This is not advice.
Get your finger down.
This is not advice.
My blood pressure's up now.
Green tea.
Juicing, when you juice, right?
Yeah.
It fills you up with the good stuff.
Yeah.
But don't put any foods. I only juice vegetables.
That's Dr. Will telling
you
that right there.
When you mix the sugar with the vegetables, you messed up the...
Yeah, and then I talked to fucking Verzi, and he's like, dude, you can eat all the sugars you want, all the fruit you want, all the vegetables you want on Weight Watchers. Watches. Yeah. That's the best part. I lost 30 fucking pounds.
When you sound like that, you don't take advice from people that sound like that.
Why? He's a fucking guy.
He's a funny guy, but not funny for health.
But that's why I'm not taking advice from you.
What?
I am not doing.
I just show you the before and after.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want to. I don't want to look like you.
I had diabetes too. I beat it.
Did you have diabetes?
Yeah, I had diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, bad knees, bad back, sleeping problems. I still got sleeping problems. But I had all that. I reversed all that.
How old were you when all this happened?
I changed my life in 2006.
Shit.
2007. I became a
bomb. Don't listen to anybody.
I'm not listening to anybody.
I don't listen to anybody.
I'm telling you my story. Well, you got to take what
applies. You just told me to fucking not drink fruit juice.
You
said don't mix it with vegetables.
I said what I do is I drink only fruit.
Not what you said.
Vegetables.
You said don't mix them.
I don't think it's bad to mix them, by the way. I think fruit is good.
See?
Everybody gives you fucked up advice.
Okay. But everybody has their own fucking way of doing it.
Okay, everybody read one
blog. And that's what fucks fat people up.
Yes.
That's what fucks fat people
that
up.
Food.
In shape fucking people, giving their fucking opinions, and then they do it and it fails. You have to find what works for
you.
Yeah,
you got to it's like people giving you fucking
you
comedy
saying that's
you have to find your fucking voice.
I
take what works and leave
you.
The rest.
I'm telling you. Robert, I used to have titties too.
You're absolutely right.
I am right.
What did he just say? Acknowledge what he just said so that I know that you're listening.
I'm getting Jewed out of this conversation is what's happening.
What did you say again?
No, I don't repeat myself.
You have a good nose for a Jew.
Thank you.
Most of them
are
horrific.
Go on Laughable and listen back to the episode.
So,
boom!
You Jewish?
Will, you've known me for a decade.
I swear to God, I never knew you were Jewish.
You said that last time I told you that.
His name's Justin Silverberg.
No, it's Justin Silver.
Yeah, that's a Jewish name.
They dropped Silver? Off the Berg.
Silver.
Gabby's Jewish, too.
Gabby's Jewish.
Gross.
You Jewish?
Yeah.
You want to marry me?
Yeah, no.
Cool. What?
Yeah, no.
Sorry. No.
Yeah, no.
He's twice your age.
How long have you been Jewish?
Say a little fuck off.
Minimum.
What?
How long have you been Jewish?
My whole life.
What?
How long have you been Jewish?
Since I was born. I mean, listen, I don't really...
I'm not having this retarded conversation.
This
listen
is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Listen to me. Here, I just want to give another example real quick of what a mush I am, okay? And this is one of the things I'm going to work on in the next year. Besides working out and getting healthy, and right, I'm at my house. I just went to the park with Max all day yesterday. We're having a blast. First of all, I want to say this, too. Parents in Westchester and their fucking kids are shit people.
Parents just don't understand.
I was at the park with Max, who is the most lovable, outgoing, social fucking kid. We'll walk up to two girls and they treat him like shit. They wouldn't play with him. They kept running from him. And I'll fucking cry right now thinking about it. My son sat down like this and I went over to him. I go, what's wrong? He goes, they keep running from me and they don't want to play with me and they won't talk to me. And I wanted to go, because their parents are shit, Maximus. Those two girls are fucking twats.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shit kids.
Cunts.
Because they have a babysitter or a nanny that doesn't give a fuck about them. And their parents don't give a fuck about them. And they didn't socialize their shit kids. And you're a better person, Max.
Mm-hmm. And women are inferior.
Because you can walk up to fucking the next parent, same shit. These fucking... I bring Max into the city... Down to Central Park or the park over right by the city kids fucking hanging out, best friends.
Really?
2 seconds in. Mm. Yeah, because their parents are social people. Their parents aren't fucking assholes. You go up to these fucking Westchester and wherever the fuck it is, and these fucking elitist cocksuckers teach their kids to be snobs and fucking pieces of garbage. If I saw my kid, if I had two kids and they were fucking making another kid sad, let me tell you what the fuck would happen. I'd be like, listen, you better get over here. You come here. What you introduce yourself and you play together, or I'm taking everything away. I'm taking it all away.
I love the passion, but your blood pressure is going through the roof right now, Bobby.
It made me so sad, Justin.
I know.
To see my fucking kid who's just trying to be a fucking social, have fun at the park, and because their parents are garbage people and didn't socialize these little twats, and this other fucking asshole is at the park. If you have two kids and there's another kid there and they're not fucking playing together, you're a fucking bad person. You're a bad fucking parent. You're a bad fucking parent. If my son, if Max was ever excluding somebody, I'd go, Max, you can't do that. We've done it. Max, you gotta talk, introduce yourself. And he goes up, hi, I'm Max. What's your name? But I'm Gary. Cool, Gary. Come on. Why don't you guys play together? And I've taken kids and made a bus to fucking Cupcakeville that doesn't exist. All of a sudden, it's five kids hanging out. We're all having a good time. Go. And I'm a fucking dad, okay? As a parent, you should do that. You should acknowledge your kids being assholes. Take the other kid. Bring them and have some fun with you. They just sit there on their fucking phones. On their phones. They sit there like this. Huh? No. Okay. Get the fuck off your phone. Put your phone in your fucking pocket. Oh, fuck them. That was a side note.
I've been saying that for years, by the way.
I can't stand it. It makes me want to move back to the city. I want to move back to the city.
Move back. Let's hang.
That makes me want to stay. I'm telling you.
You should move back. Because Max is very important.
Let me tell you something. If you're a parent and your kid treats another kid shitty, you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're the worst. You're the fucking problem.
Sure.
It's not fucking anything else.
Learned behavior.
It's not anything else. This world is fucked up because you passed on your shit to a fucking little sponge.
Hashtag Alan.
The kids are the lightning rods of their parents' dysfunctions a lot of times.
P.U. That's
not what I mean?
I've seen it. I know fucking parents that fucking let their kids be little pieces of shit to other people. You're raising somebody to hurt somebody else. Emotionally. Not physically. Emotionally. Which is worse.
Hashtag Luis Gomez.
No, Luis is a great dad. I've seen Louis. Louis is a great dad.
Louis is probably a great dad. But he's a psychotic person.
Doesn't matter.
But he has cutest kid I've ever seen in my life.
So cute.
Yeah,
I'm talking about his kid. When you see him
great
with
dad.
His kid is a good kid. You can tell his kid's a great kid. He's sociable. He's a sweet guy. His kid has a big heart. He wears his on his sleeve. You know, him and Max had a fucking problem. Max gave him a nice shot to the gut.
No.
You serious?
Well, he took Max's toy. And Max is like, whack. But you know what? Max went over to him at the party. We talked about this. And he ran over and gave him a big hug at his party. And gave him a happy birthday, whatever. And Lewis's kid was like, oh, I'm glad Max is here. That made me happy, what he just did. That's a good person that can acknowledge good things. These other kids, when they were hurting my kid's feelings... And they laughed. Fuck you.
How old are these kids?
I hope
21 and 13.
I hope your player is in the basement and it floods.
Wait, what?
What's in the basement?
Their play area.
Player. How old are these kids?
Not that the kids are in it. I just hope they can't use it anymore.
How old are these kids? 3, 4?
Younger. Maybe 5. Maybe Max's age. Maybe one, a little older, but one younger. It happens all the time. Every time I go to parks in this fucking up in Westchester where these fucking elitist people live, and they're not even that rich, by the way. I have just as much money as you fucks. I live right next to you.
The Jones syndrome.
I'm just not a fucking piece of garbage like you, and I spend time with my kid, and I'm trying to teach my kid values. It is a fucking nightmare. Nothing makes me sicker because these two little kids didn't even know any better. They don't know that they're fucking assholes. You know? That's why I met Gabby's dad this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
How was her dad?
Her dad is fucking great. He's fucking him and his wife, your stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fucking loaded. I mean, you can't get fucking more money than them.
Your parents are rich?
But they're Jersey trash. Look at
them. We're real trash
they
as a family.
Let me tell you something.
Who's the girl in the middle?
Oh, shit. That's your dad. That's your dad?
That's my dad and mom. Look,
we talk your dad's in a Motley Crue cover band. Holy shit.
Yeah. Your mother is Jenna Friedman?
Her father, listen, her father is the keyboard player for Bon Jovi, David Bryan. He is not only a keyboard player, but he's...
Oh, is he?
He's a fucking... He's a genius. He's written a ton of musicals, and he writes music. He's a piano player. He's just fucking... But he's a great guy. And he kept saying to me over and over about raising the kid. We're talking about kids. He goes, I just told my kids not to be assholes. Mm-hmm. I told my kids to be good people. Now, that's a guy who's got all the money, all right? He's got houses.
Sure.
Okay, he goes on, does it all. And he fucking raised his kids not to be fucking assholes. Now, Gabby's still an asshole.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
It's more like a genetic.
Yeah, but... You know what I mean? Good people. You. It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter what you... You can raise fucking good kids to be good to other kids, and then the world problems will fucking end. Fucking scumbags. So anyways, I'm at my house after the park. This is why I'm a weak piece of shit, and you maybe help me with this.
Who, me?
Not you.
Wait. You want advice now?
Well... After that rant, I'm sorry. I had to let that out. It really made me mad. It just came out. I wasn't going to talk about
it. You're working it out, buddy.
It's around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock.
I had to leave at 3:15.
No, you're not.
No.
And then the doorbell at the door, which up in my neighborhood, you know, you really don't hear. Nobody knocks at your door at dinner time. Open it up. It's my wife's talking to a guy. I'm like, all right, fuck. Now I got to go. I go immediately grab a... I have weapons all over the house. So I grab a switchblade.
Do you have guns?
No, knives and sticks and bats and shit.
So nunchucks
just all over the house?
I have nunchucks. I have a...
Katana sword.
I have a switchblade on top of the fridge. I grabbed the switchblade, put it in my back pocket.
You know? Bought it from Lewis.
And then, actually, I got it from his dad. I was at the scene. It's an antique. I got it. I opened the door, and it's Optimum. Guy from Optimum trying to sell us Optimum.
Optimus Prime?
Did you stab him?
No.
Oh.
What do you have now?
Cut to 45 minutes later, I switched. He got me.
He got you.
At dinner, I let him in my house. We sat at my... I let a Chinese guy that with an Italian guy name who spoke like fucking Joe Pesci come into my house and make me switch to Optimum.
Oh, fuck is so funny about me?
No, he talked like an Italian.
Oh.
He got adopted by an Italian guy.
Was it worth it?
Buddy, I don't know. Everybody I talked to is like, my friend Joe Giordano's like, I told him that I switched to Optimum, that I kind of, this guy came in and got me. He goes, he almost hung up on me. He's like, you fucking moron. You switched from Verizon?
You had Vios?
Yep.
Oh, are you on medication?
What is wrong with you?
Is it bad?
That's bad.
Giovanni the Gook got you again.
Put Optimum versus Vios.
I'm such a weak person. Guys, I need help.
That was dumb. Stupid.
Are you on medication?
You should have stabbed the guy, man.
Should have stabbed him. What? Killed him. Dead.
Optimum.
Look at the speed. 940 versus 300.
You chopped it in third.
Wow.
And the number has more numbers, too. Higher numbers. Look at Fios is 435 and Optimum is 200.
You can go back, buddy.
Okay. What happened? What did I do? How did they get me?
I'm
a weak fucking person.
Nah, you're a sweetheart. That's what it is. You're a sweetheart.
Why don't you just get dialed up? It's equivalent to Optimum.
He told me it was 200 up, 35 down. I didn't need the down. I didn't need the download. I mean, the upload. I didn't need.
Dude, you
listen.
Yeah, you don't need
up.
Down. You have it.
What did
syndrome.
I do? I need help.
You know what it is? It's the imbalance, Bobby. You're crazy on this end, and then a softy in the middle is the guy who's gonna invite the guy in, not stab him, but not also not buy the Optimum. You got to come into the middle.
How come that hardcore Bobby didn't curse him out and kick him out? Are you on medication? Vios is way better than Optimum.
I think the fourth medication thing is gonna hit.
I didn't hear the first three. Listen. I want to say something real quick. All right, I want to go through this, please.
Sure.
940. I don't really need that, okay? I have 200. That's fine, right?
That's what you say now, Robert.
Okay, but...
Yeah, but if you're paying the same for what you're getting 900.
Oh, God, Michael. But it's 2.5 stars and 3 stars. Isn't that the same?
No.
Yeah. But 300 is your target weight, so...
Just mean. Sorry. I hope you get fat someday. I really do. There's nothing better than me than just seeing a fat Joe List and around 40. When you hit 40.
I know, it's going to be a problem.
He's
I have
tall.
A
he's going to be tall. Oh,
his mouth is going to look even smaller.
Gonna have the same size head.
I feel like Joe's naturally skinny, though.
Yeah,
really. Well,
I work out.
Fun ruiner.
I work out quite a bit, actually.
Oh,
and I drink a lot of green tea.
Yeah, I can tell, man.
I have smoothies,
dude. I'm telling you, Vios is a better thing.
So he got me.
He got you.
Wow.
And then another thing about Optimum.
Here's the thing. He came back 10 minutes later and goes, "I'm so sorry. I fucked up. I told you it was this." But it's really $10 more. And I was like, oh, okay.
Bobby, let me ask you a question.
I'm a weak person.
The guy, he came to your house, he sat down, right?
Yeah.
You made like good with him a little bit.
A little bit.
He was raised by Italians.
I should have known.
You can't do a little under the table, like, yeah, I'll give me like a few fucking months free, like cable guy.
He gave me, listen, he said this. Come he goes, on. I'll buy you out of your contract full, no matter what. You'll have 3 years on no contract. Hang on, 3 years no contract. No contract.
Okay.
You can get out of the shit tomorrow.
30 days I can get the fuck out. Just cancel.
Oh, today.
But they're coming Monday. Shouldn't
today.
I try it?
No.
No. Robert, yes. You're going to be disappointed. You think
so
you don't
who
need
do
these
I
numbers.
Try it?
This is
no.
what they. Can I tell you something? No. Can I tell you something? 300 is a number they tell you, but it's not that. That's not the real number. Mm. It's always less. So when you see 300, think 100.
You're getting them really
when
upset.
When you see 940, think like 700. But at least. Robert, I got to give you the medicine. I got to give you hardcore. I got to get you raw with no condom. This is my, this is what you need to hear.
Try the shit out, man.
Don't
you can
try
always
it out.
Go back. Wait, you could go back the other way. And then listen, how hard is he going to try to fucking
Once
please
you? Take
you?
That penis.
If you're like, yo, man, this is not satisfying me. He's going to be like, all right. Let me tell you what
now
I can
you
do.
Got some
then,
leverage.
Then you get
but
the fucking leverage with that guy.
He cannot control that number. That number is it's whatever they give him.
It's a month. Try it out, dude.
Try it.
All right.
I say you try it out, then you got the guy by the balls. If he doesn't, you know, if the shit doesn't perform, you're like, listen, Giovanni, you came over here.
Steve.
You said he said an Italian, Asian guy with an Italian.
His last name was Ragu.
Steve Ragu, the Asian?
Ragagini.
That's fucking
you
dope,
you going to listen to
dude.
A dude whose last
That's
name
fucking dope.
Is Ragu?
Yeah.
Ragagini or something, like Ragagini.
You going to listen to Ragu?
It was the last name in that Thor movie.
Ragnarok.
Go ahead. Say Raganini.
Raganini.
He actually
dude,
got it.
Try the shit out. Try the shit out. If it doesn't work, you got the guy. You got Steve Ragu by the balls.
So should I try it?
Yeah,
no!
Dude. We're listening to him. Yeah, try
no.
it. What's going to happen?
He's only saying that because he's half Italian, so he wants you to
I'm not
support
at
that.
Dude, what's going to happen if you try it? Ooh, big deal. Fuck it. What's going to happen?
Dude, you don't even sound Jewish.
Should I call right now and cancel?
What does that mean, Will?
I would call Fios and ask him why you should stay.
Oh, then they're going to, yeah.
Get a bidding war.
You got to get those guys, you got to get them at each other.
Yeah.
Well, right now I still have Vios. I have, because I'm not canceling.
Isn't
right.
it Fios?
Fios.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Is it with an F? You see the F?
Yeah, but you've both been saying Vios.
I don't know. I don't care. I know that I have, but Optimum, you can talk to the remote. Bring up the advertising for Optimum.
I don't have either.
Do a comparison list.
Bring it up. I want to bring up a YouTube Optimum, but I have the new one, the new AC. It's like an Altice. Yeah, Altice commercial.
First one or second one?
Do the first one.
This is the Altice.
Okay, do it. Ready? Here we go. Turn it up big and loud first. All right, here we go. And then I don't know if it goes big, so just play it there. Watch this. This doesn't. Oh, it was big. Look at this. Watch this. Look at all those wires. I have that all with Verizon, all those things I have. Boom. Simplicity.
That's your current situation?
No, this is it now.
And now you're going to this?
Yeah.
This is the shit, dude. Oh, look, Will, black people. You should be happy. There you go.
What the fuck? Go, go, go. Just give me more, more, more. Voice activated.
No separate cables. Wow.
All in one box. The whole home. In every room.
Ooh,
no
crown,
wires.
The crown.
No waiting. All included the first year. No annual contract.
Yeah. Steve Ragaghini fucking nailed it.
It's a great commercial.
He nailed it.
What do you think?
That's what commercials are supposed
to
shit.
Do.
Looks dope.
Steve Ragaghini fucking killed it. What's the Vios commercial? What's their crap?
Wait a minute. You're fucking flip-flopping.
No, I'm saying...
At the beginning of this, you called me a moron like everybody else.
What, I said try it.
No, you're saying that
I
now.
Never called you a moron.
Well, you were implying that you...
Never.
As soon as I said it... You
wait, when did I say that?
When I'm going to tell you if you let me finish.
Please.
Hold on.
Right, stop saying words and let me fucking talk.
Go.
Oh, I love this kid.
When I said...
Yeah?
When I said I went to Optima, you both... You and him both...
No,
went,
I didn't.
You went, oh!
No, I didn't.
Wait, what?
I did not.
I was on his side.
Gabby.
I did not.
Yes.
Gabby, did he do that?
No, he was actually the only one who was on your side.
What the
no,
fuck,
I thought
Bob?
You were trashing
I apologize.
Him. I thought you were
other,
trashing him, too.
One of my other things is that I forget. We'll work on that. We'll get to that next. We'll get to that next.
Play.
Yeah, let's try their ad.
Before we start, I just want to say thank you.
I hate this kid.
I love him.
Fucking dumb face.
Talking about you, Ben.
I know, Zoe. What's so great about Fios anyway?
What's so great about a 100% fiber optic network that makes your gaming system actually work?
Yes, you
did. Did you take out the trash?
Garbage boy.
Dad, I already took out Ben.
It's not funny.
Gaming is best on a 100% fiber optic network. So get Fios.
You kidding me? That's their commercial?
$99 per
month.
Commercial
sucks.
Great porch. Great porch.
And he
though.
Was on a hit show, and that's the house he bought his parents?
Dude,
that
fuck.
Shit house.
I mean, fuck
First
files.
Of all, those are two different commercials, number one. Number two, the only thing that they're selling you is a talkable remote, which is becoming more popular. Fios.
The same remote on Fios?
Fios.
Remote for fucking
It's coming
years.
Out with a new remote soon.
Show me that. New remote Fios. You're lying.
I said it's coming
you're
out soon.
You're lying.
Dude,
you're lying.
Hold on.
You're just making that
would
up.
Would you relax?
You're lying. You're lying.
You're the best.
I am the best.
Okay, who cares about a voice remote? I don't get the voice remote.
There you go.
Right, click on it. Click on the thing. Find it. Or image. Voice remote. Where is it?
Can you read?
I'm going to have Mike read. Read it. Michael.
Well, just switched sure over from Xfinity to Verizon and call me lazy, but Xfinity's voice remote was such a convenience to me compared to looking up the guide to find channels with Fios.
They have a voice remote?
I feel it's time for Verizon to jump on the bandwagon and add that feature. It's so much easier and convenient to me. I'm gay.
No. You didn't listen to what I'm saying. I told you that it's coming out. It's
you
one
can,
of those.
You can buy your
it's
own.
One of,
but
it's
if
one
not
of
those. When they give it.
You know how like when Bobby, the first phone came out with a camera, then every phone had a camera.
Mike just said something. I'd
what
like to hear him.
You can buy your own, but you can't actually. There's not one that they give you right
now. I know, but if you listen to what I'm saying,
Bobby's got 30 days here. He can't wait for them to invent something in 30 fucking days.
He's
Will.
Losing weight.
Right?
He's eating better.
He's eating better. He needs
not on the planet.
Oh.
On the contract
I
with Optimum.
Oh,
piece of shit.
He's got 30 days. He can't wait for them to
this
try
is not
to
about
maybe invent
superhero
some
movies. Why are you still yabba dabba doing?
Will.
Bobby, are you on medication?
No, I have. This the problem is that my therapist.
That was a joke. I was calling back to his jokes that weren't hitting.
I know,
hitting.
But I want to address that.
Our therapist can't give medication.
I know, but he could. He could. He actually.
He
a long time
you.
Ago.
He told me he couldn't.
A long time ago, he referred me to somebody. Years ago, when I first started going to him, he referred me to somebody because I said, I know three dudes on shit, and why the fuck am I not? I'm a mental patient. Why am I not? And he goes, well, if you want to do it, and he hooked me up. I took the stuff. It was the worst ever.
What'd you take?
I don't know what the fuck.
Dude, antidepressants fucked me up. Well, you took antidepressants, though, yeah?
I took one and I couldn't come for like 3 years.
No shit.
Hey, who's that guy? Why he's looked so happy?
That's me.
I feel like this positive change you're going to make with the diet and with Optimum is like you're on a good fucking course, bro.
Dude.
You don't need fucking Klonopin.
Klonopin's fucked.
So Justin, you think I made the right choice?
I think, this is what I think, right? I think just like the doctor situation, we're going to experiment and try things and then come to our own fucking conclusions rather than relying on commercials and Will Sylvins yelling at you about plantains. And if we want to go back the other way, Steve Rana fucking Guinea's going to come over and be like, yo,
it
bro, you didn't make us happy. We're going to go the other way. And we're not going to have a fucking conniption fit about it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We're living in the fucking solution. That's right. What I think. Bobby.
Are you talking to me like a? Are you doing dog tricks on me?
No, I'm talking to you man to man.
All right. Alpha man to alpha man.
Yeah, two alpha mans two fucking alpha, talking about how right. to get shit done.
All right, that's what I'm. All right,
you need a stress test. I got a fucking place in Chelsea. We'll get you a stress test fucking this afternoon after
you
this.
Want a
fucking
gay insurance. Stress test.
Yeah,
you can't stop looking at your biceps.
Yeah, when you should
talk.
Be.
Because you do this?
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, check it out. I've been doing the Justin Silver workout.
You have never been this to the gym better. With me. I asked you if you want to go four times.
I don't want to go with you.
No, I asked him, Alan, who said, you know, talk to Joe, be friends with him, love him, invite him places. Ignores me, Joe.
I don't ignore you. I'll show you all the text responses.
Joe, you
I
want
to have another chance
not,
to go.
You're not as available as I need for our friendship.
You're not as available as you think. You're not available for friendship.
You respond back, this and that. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to hang out with you. I don't give a fuck about text messages.
Hang on one second. Will, what are you doing?
You like
I responded to every text.
I know, but I want to hang out with you.
I like
you. We're hanging out right now. And you live in Chelsea. I live in Queens. And you go, hey, you want to work out today? I'm like, I'm already working out.
I'll go with you to your gym. I just want to be around you.
Wampa.com come to my gym.
Sure.
And box.
I'm happy to. I box for you. I'd love to. Thank you. I'm about companionship.
Wampa used to come boxing.
You should see my girlfriend's box.
Did you enjoy it?
Sorry, I spit on you.
Well, I thought you was married. You got a girlfriend too?
It's just a joke. I'm just joking.
So you do have a girlfriend. You're trying to hide it.
Do you feel better?
Gabby, it's time for us to let them
what do
know
you
what's
mean,
happening.
Jen?
We're dating.
All right,
dating.
Feel
you're
better.
Not dating
how did you enjoy boxing?
Joe and I are dating.
One second. You're not dating any comics.
You're dating Dan Soder?
You're dating comedians?
I told your father. I want to go back to
Dan
her dad.
Dan hasn't asked me out.
I want to go back for her dad for one second.
Oh.
For your parents, your mother... Is
yes.
fucking hilarious.
She is. She's so funny.
Very funny. And your dad is fucking funny too. Well, I mean, I can't, I'm so. Cause look,
so funny skips a generation.
I thought that was great. I love how much it really annoys you, too.
I'm just kidding.
Joe, I thought you were on my side.
I know. I was a good zinger. This is what I've said before.
Who's
I
on
tried
your
to,
side? Nobody's on your
Joe's
side.
Joe's on my side.
I tried to explain
Joe's
this
always
to
on my side.
To Scopo
there's no
10
side.
Years ago.
There's my
Stuka.
Side. You're on my side.
I'm on your side, so Joe's also on our collective side.
We're all
on
the same team
side.
Here.
You don't have a side.
It's there's a collective
no,
side.
But there's no...
When I say my side, I mean us.
Yeah, but no, you don't say my side. You say our side.
Okay.
I love when white people fight.
Can I just say, this happens sometimes. You have a good joke. We have jokes in our head. Comedy's a language, and you have it, and you have to assign it to somebody.
Sure.
So I don't think you're not funny. Scope was like, you hurt my feelings. I'm like, well, I just have a good joke, and I got to give it to somebody.
Oh, I know.
So I got to go, hey, Scope, okay. You stink.
Yeah. Rapists do the same thing.
What?
What?
They zing people?
Well,
that's what we used to call it back in the 40s.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, I think you're great, and I think women are inferior.
Why can't I date a comic?
You can't date a comic.
Why?
Because you
should. What did you say to my parents? That's what you were just saying.
Why do you need permission from other people who you date?
You can do whatever you
Bobby
want.
Because
I
parents.
Like my job.
Listen, here's the
what?
Thing.
Are you getting paid? Because I feel like I've really been working hard on this show for a long time.
Listen to me. I
Six
don't
years.
Want you meeting dudes on this show. You can do whatever you want behind my back. But I am not hooking you up with any of these
like pegging you mean?
What comic are you that you want to date that you're worried about?
I don't know.
Oh.
She's attracted to Dan Soder. Who isn't, though?
Me.
If she was a dead comic, who's the top three comics you let her date? If she were to date a comic.
What do you mean?
Who's the top three comics you like, yo,
Ray are- Allen, Lenny Marcus, and Paul Mercurio.
That's all the same guy. Who snorted?
That was me. Look at me.
Jim Snorton.
I mean, first of all, I love Dan. I don't want to fuck. Here's the thing. I love Dan so much. I want him on my show. If they wind up hooking up and it goes south, which it does sometimes.
Oh, he'll go south, all right.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
If it goes south and.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm thinking.
It was weird. I caught it too.
I'm thinking. I'm just thinking. Don't, like, why is she so.
Don't sexy think.
I'm not sexy thinking.
Dude, this.
That's how I look, Bobby.
Well, don't look different.
Wait, can you do that face again?
Put your eyebrows up.
You're trying
that's
to
how they go.
Admit that you're trying to seduce Gabby.
I'm not trying to seduce Gabby. I would never date a female comic or a Jew, so that's my two things. I would never. I'm sorry.
She's not Jewish.
Yes, she is.
Yes, I am.
She's only half of each.
Joe's on fire.
I don't want it because here's the thing. I love having Dan on the show. Shut up. If something happens.
You fired
between,
Gabby.
Shut up, Justin.
Sorry.
If something happens between them two, right?
Yeah.
I'm fucked. My show's fucked.
What about Dan Adaman?
Because now I can't. I would love to her to date Dan Adaman. You can date Dan Adaman all you want.
I have no idea who that is.
Shouldn't my doctor know about Gabby?
You understand? And it's so hacked to date, to be into Dan Soda.
It is.
And every girl
it's
likes
enough
Dan.
Already with Soda.
Yeah,
we get it.
Why don't you fucking hook up with Will? That's kind of interesting.
Yes. Mm. Will doesn't have
someone
sex.
With a little edge.
I think Dan's cute. Why?
What's
the big deal?
Dan Soda's cute. Wow.
Are you still not having sex?
Of course
I'm into
cute.
Big heads.
Dan does have a massive
head.
He's huge.
Wait, what about Mike Vecchione? Mike Vecchione has a massive head.
There you go.
He's 68 years old.
That's a little too much.
He's 19.
16.
22.
24.
Are you 24?
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to date a guy in comedy, you're going to fuck up your whole... you're going to have to live with that forever.
Yeah.
Why is it such a big deal? Why can't we all just relax?
My wife is a comic.
What do you mean?
That's like the one
that
works.
It's not like we're going
to... How many times he bitches about having a comic wife?
You bitch a lot about your wife?
I never bitch about my wife, ever.
You call her a bitch?
What?
She likes it.
What do you mean relax?
Why does it have to end in such a fiery explosion?
All right, let me ask you a question.
What if it just ends and then everyone's cool? Yeah.
Or they get married.
Have you been on this planet? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. No, it doesn't.
Justin, school her, please.
You think two comics you're going to date and then you're going to be, and then everything's just going to phase out? Like, you're not just going to
talk? Katie Hannigan and Ian
How many relationships end bad?
One takes it in the bum.
He's less afraid of that, more afraid you're going to end up.
What makes you think either one of those people are okay? They're not okay. Like, it's a nightmare. People talk shit about you're out
Who
of your
cares?
Mind.
Who cares? We're all
fuck it. Let's all fucking shoot.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why do relationships end bad?
Because of ego, insecurity, self-esteem, and communication.
Communication breakdown.
Communication breakdown. Absolutely. People feel and resent and don't talk.
Yeah.
And then, and people, when you first meet, it's so shiny and new and you like it. And then all of a sudden somebody becomes, usually one becomes on top and the other one becomes on bottom.
Brokeback Mountain.
As far as ego-wise or self-esteem-wise. And the one on the bottom is usually chasing, I need to, because you started out even, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're down here and they're up there. And the more that happens, the more this person doesn't want anything to do with you. And that bugs the fuck out of somebody, especially a comic who has an ego.
Yeah.
So you got an ego. You're an alpha woman or human. I don't want to get fucking blogs written about me in Canada, right? And
I didn't get the now you're part.
Now you're
because in Canada they're calling women. Humans, people. They're not using human anymore because it's...
It's got a man, the word man.
Man, they don't like... The word man is offensive to certain people.
If you're in Canada, I was only joking. I think women and men are equal.
Not! I love that joke was given to all women. It had to come out. I think that it wouldn't work.
Okay.
And then...
I think Bobby's talking about my marriage right now, and it's hurting my feelings, considering you were a part of
the
ceremony.
No, your marriage is going to work.
Thank you.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you have problems in your marriage about maybe...
Communications?
Yeah.
No, we communicate quite a bit.
But do you have problems about the business? Does that affect you at all?
Affect me? No, we're doing great. We're very happy.
You're one of the few relationships, comedic, really, that work.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Like, name them.
Be way too much to deal with.
Well, Tom Cotter and Kerry. Tom and Kerry.
Okay.
And then there's Rich and Bonnie.
Okay.
And then there's, Al Ducharme and... what's her name again?
I love Bobby. Didn't you say one headshot per relationship? Isn't that you who said that?
I never did a chick with a headshot.
Didn't you say
only one drama mama?
So Robert,
yeah,
George Allen and Gracie Allen.
But actors date actors all the time, and musicians date musicians. What's with the comics not dating comics?
First of all,
that's a real question.
If you're because comedy is an ego based thing. You're getting up by yourself. It's about you. It's nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
You're a musician. You're in a band. You're in a fucking orchestra. You're an actor. You're in a cast. You're a comic. We're in our own fucking world, and you have to have the motherfucker of all egos to keep it, sustain it, and keep it going and keep it getting better. You have to have an ego with confidence. And then once you become vulnerable with another comedian, the same type of person, someone's going to have to not be the motherfucker. Someone's career is going to go here. So, you know, the ups and downs. I don't have to worry about Dawn booking a gig and me having to cancel my gig.
Yeah, man.
Because her gig pays more money.
But your love shouldn't be based on that. That's not how love works.
Wait, hold on.
I'm saying, you know, it's hard to get past that initial phase. Some people do.
But why would you?
A lot of relationships don't. A lot of these relationships don't work because of that.
Right.
Because all of a sudden you're on a set or you're at a club and and all of a sudden there's somebody new or some new guy or a new girl and you're both in that fucked up world.
Why would you have to cancel your set, though? I agree with you 100%. How come you can't do your set for $20 and she do her set for $2,000? How come you have to cancel your set, though? I don't get it.
Because he knows himself. He knows what he's comfortable with. He knows
whatever, you know, if you have to, someone has to stay home. I mean, look at Carrie and Tom had fucking a lot of kids. Carrie had to put her career on hold. Now she's starting to rejuvenate her career.
Is it going to be that big of a deal if Gabby puts her career on hold?
Well, I mean...
Sorry, that was the last one.
It's okay.
What if they were together and you think Dan would put his on hold?
Why are we putting careers on hold? I don't...
Because if you're going to have kids at this point...
Why are we talking Dan kids? Let's relax. He hasn't even asked me yet.
Dan is pulling out.
Going
Dan,
to kids
Dan
already.
Pulls out,
Dan
though.
Doesn't pull out. He raw dogs and leaves it in.
But all relationships...
And one of his jokes, he pulls out.
All relationships can run into those things. You work at the supermarket. You get a ray. Oh, she's the manager of the supermarket. I should have been the supermarket.
Joe,
no, it's going to be so heightened. It's going to be so heightened in entertainment. You're out of your fucking mind.
The manager of a supermarket doesn't have the fucking ego that a comedian has.
Here's the counter to this.
Are you comparing those two?
Here's the counter.
Who literally goes, hey, did you put the orange juice in? Okay, thanks. I'm going to be up in the office looking down on it. That guy doesn't have the same confidence as a comedian who's going in front of 2,000 people. And they introduce Gabby, what's your last name?
What about a snowstorm? Brian. Grocery stores have a lot of people in them.
Brian.
Before a snowstorm.
Gabby, I mean, come on.
I mean,
is your stepmom a singer or an actress or a musician or is she a square?
Painter.
Okay.
And a music producer.
Totally, what?
And a producer.
You can meet somebody, okay, you can meet somebody in the music business.
Why?
Don't they have egos? I don't want to.
Don't they have egos?
Why?
Because I don't.
Musicians have bigger egos than comedians.
What about I've dated musicians.
What about an artist?
Kind of crazy.
What about an artist?
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, so we'll find you an artist. I know a lot of artists.
Dan, ask me out.
Mateo Lane.
Who's Dan?
I was looking into the camera.
Wow, now you're needy.
Yeah, Dan's watching this.
Yo, speaking of Canada, do they stop saying menstruals and mental also?
Well, I didn't hear the first word.
Menstrual cycles?
Yeah, do they stop saying menstrual cycles in Canada? Because being that they take all the word with men in it?
Mm.
Menopause, do they stop saying menopause?
I don't think that's man.
Breakdown?
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
You just said that they stopped saying human.
Man.
Because of the word
man.
So then what's worse than the man? Many men.
What about
many men?
Edmonton.
I'm not Canada, so stop yelling at me. I didn't do it. I'm just saying.
Well, you're the one that did the research.
I just mentioned it. I saw something on it.
Can I just say a couple minutes of things?
Please.
I got a hard out. 4:30. Bennington.
Please.
The counter to what you're saying is you are in the same world. You think similarly. You have the similar senses of humor. You're comedians. Who are your favorite people to hang out with in the world? Comedians.
Yeah, but you know what?
When I go home,
I don't want to fucking talk about that shit.
Dude, I couldn't be more in agreement with Bobby on this.
I'd be fucking miserable. This business is fucking gone. I talk about all kinds of
shit.
That's
not what he said. He said, who you would like to hang out with?
And then you go home and they're like, oh, I was at the office today and Billy and fucking Dan. And you're like, I don't know who these fucking people are.
That's fucking refreshing, dude. I'd be like, oh, thank God. I don't have to listen to what? Right now I don't have one.
Exactly.
But I've had plenty of great relationships. I would never. Well, I'm not in one right now. Doesn't mean anything.
Sounds like they didn't work out.
But I would never want to date somebody who is in the... It's like,
yes,
I want to leave this shit alone.
That's what I don't understand.
But he's talking about him.
No, we're talking about her. We're talking about
saying,
her, you dummy.
You're saying right now.
You don't date anyone.
You're saying.
Discourage other comics from doing it.
Joe, you're saying right now that dating a comic is easier, is just as easy as dating a girl.
Civilian.
Who's not. Better. Why? Because they understand the business.
You happen to make.
Just let me talk. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
You turned Bobby Robert Kelly on, him.
Yes, Jerry. It's great because you understand the business. Hey. Hey, baby, I can't go to the birthday party. I picked up the funny bone. Oh, great. That's great. Go do that.
My
I understand
wife understands that.
That
too.
You understand
my
things.
You know, my wife
you
understands
know
that.
All the same people. You go, that guy's a hack. I know he's a hack. It sucks.
You
I'm
also
go
have
home s- and go, I hung with Justin Silver. And she's going to go, oh my God, that must have been a nightmare. And I'm she's like, gonna go, the, you.
Your wife loves
the,
me.
She's going to go like this. The
she
dog
does,
guy?
So do I.
She does love me. Dude, but see, she's
my wife
different.
Didn't know him as
she's
a comedian.
She's very fucking, she's. You have a very feminine wife. She, but she's very. Very feminine. She's nurturing. She's different.
What do you say?
Most female comics Whoa. Are just like they're like.
What are you trying to say?
Deal with it. I'm saying I am. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm saying exactly what I want to say.
No, you literally went. Mm,
but here's the thing. Why discourage other
say
people?
It.
The
say
amount
it.
Of the amount of
say ma- it. Say it.
Truman didn't have enough balls in it. What movie is
it's
from?
It's hard to
Back
find
to
somebody. So why cut off an entire group just because? Bobby says so, or you say so.
I'm
Why
saying,
cut
listen,
off people,
I agree
people
with
you have the most in common with?
I'm saying this.
The most in
I'm
common
saying
with.
This. I don't. I'm just saying this.
It's a good
this.
Way to look at it.
I'm
I
saying
disagree
this. I have great friends. You.
Thank you.
I love the Carters, man. Sorry. I love their family. I think Carter's family's great. They pull it off, but there is still issues that you have to deal with. That you're, someone's going to take a hit. Joseph, when you have a kid...
We're not having a kid.
Hang on. If you do...
Are you pulling out?
I said the same thing, too, when I got married, too.
Adopt
we were like,
a dog,
we're not having
Joe.
Kids. We're not having kids. That might change.
My wife is 58 years old.
She is? She look young as shit.
She looks Will, great.
Thank you.
You. Fucking
I'm joking.
Stop fucking Scooby-Dooing. Listen. What I'm saying, Joe, is if someday you have a kid, someone's going to have to stay home with that kid. Do you understand?
Yes, but that, I mean, but you're naming problems that show up in relationships. That's every relationship. No, you date somebody.
Not a problem in mine.
Yeah,
not a problem in mine.
But you go, that's like
my
saying,
wife's a stay-at-home.
Hey, don't date an accountant because their father might die
he
and they'll be devastated
wait,
when their father dies.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? That's
defense,
a problem for every relationship.
And to Vince Bobby, he didn't say don't date comedy. He said she could date dad.
Wait a minute. In what of me?
Defense to Bobby.
Depends?
It's defense. Ignorant oh. to go,
hold on.
Whatever you do,
wait.
Don't try to date somebody that you have Bobby. The most in common
wait,
with.
He wait. Did say that she could date Dan Animan. So that Dan Animan technically is a comedian.
I'm just
you're going to want a human being, though.
I just don't want her to date somebody that on fire. If you want to date somebody, you can date
somebody. What do you mean that on fire?
Dan Soder's on fire right now.
All right, he's not Justin Bieber. Let's calm down.
No, I like Dan on my show. I like you on my show. I don't want there to be... I don't want to go, hey, get Dan on the show, and you go, can you call him?
Because I would never do that, though.
Oh, God.
Also, you can go on the road with your wife or husband.
Yes.
We'll go on the road. Now we're on the road. Now I'm not apart from
yeah,
my wife.
Great.
I'm
now,
with my
Joe
wife.
Joe is a spokesperson
now, she opens
for...
in front of you and steps on some of your jokes and then does some stuff that you were going to do, and now she's
Bobby's
doing
saying he doesn't want to date someone who's got a fucking a no, female no. with an ego like that. That's what
that's
he's
not
saying.
Not
that's
about
what
himself.
You're saying, right?
Bobby hates ego.
He's talking about Gabby. That's he's talking about everyone in the world.
You hate females with egos.
Shut up. Stop just saying stuff.
He's saying female eagles.
You hate female eagles.
Listen, I do hate female eagles. Eagles, are you all? We got you, Joe. Don't worry, we got you. You got 15 more minutes. Here's the deal: I love when my wife has an ego. My wife has confidence.
Yes.
My wife is a very strong woman. She is a stay-at-home mom. The hardest thing I've ever in my life seen anybody do. I couldn't do it. Mm. To be a stay-at-home dad, to pull a Will Smith in any of his later films. And be a stay-at-home dad and take care. I wouldn't be able to do what she does. I don't. She's amazing. Just the amount of work from sun up to sundown is crazy. My wife is a very strong woman, and she's a very confident woman, and she has an ego.
100%.
I don't mind the ego. I don't mind confidence.
It's
I love
is it
that.
The narcissism?
I just
of-
I don't. I would not want to. I just. I don't want to have to fucking. Hey, how did you get that? Ugh. Why is your agent? Oh God, honey, I can't. You think he could? I know he. I don't want to deal with that shit.
I'm
with my
I'm
my
full
woman.
Agreement with you.
I just don't want. I don't. I when I go home, I just. I don't want this to come with me. I want home to be home. I want to get a bushcraft knife from Jack Lore in London and whittle a fucking bench with my son and not have to think about it.
I don't know what neither of those two things mean.
I don't either. I just mentioned it. In case anybody's listening has a Jack Lore knife, I'd like to purchase it from you.
Those, see, I don't like to make things about race, but those feel like very white things.
Anyways.
I don't know. Both my parents are in the industry, and they have a great time. So.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I agree with Joe.
Thank you, Gabby.
I
you're welcome.
You don't see what's shitting where you eat?
I mean,
what I'm saying, you don't see shitting where you eat?
I see that for you, but maybe not for me. Maybe not for Joe List.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Let her do it. Let's see what happens. Be awesome.
I hope you get pregnant.
Let's see what happens.
Abortion.
Oh baby
nice
killer.
Jewish girl like you.
What a baby kill. Jack,
I'm kidding.
Oh, look at those.
Not
knives.
Really, though.
I want one
look
so
who's
bad.
Talking. You got tattoos. You're going to hell, dog.
All right, Joe List. Yeah, if anybody, I'm really getting into, this is what an addict I am. I know everything there is about bushcrafting. I've never been a day in my life.
Is that Ian Finance?
No, that's not. That is the Jack Lore bushcraft knife.
That looked like Joe List right there.
Oh, I want that knife so bad.
That hurts my feelings, Will.
Please. it does look like Joe List.
It looks like Andy Fiore or Dave Waite. Who knows Dave Waite? Anybody?
Nope.
I thought Andy Fiore was right on.
All
right,
thank you.
All right, well, this has been a fucking great show.
Great episode.
Do you feel better?
Killed.
Wait, no, I don't feel better.
About the Vios? You don't feel better about the ultimate thing? I feel like we kind of...
You know what, Justin? I do feel better about the Vios. I feel like I got attacked a little bit.
By Will, I really
but
do.
No, but I thought they were right until... you know, you're right. I'm thinking I'm going to wait it out.
Yeah.
And then try for a couple days and then cancel.
Mm-hmm.
If it stinks.
Why are you getting knives? What are you doing?
That's a bushcraft knife.
Robert.
He needs to hide them around the house.
No, bushcrafting is when you go out in the woods, you camp, and you make stuff with knives.
That's some. Now you should say that's some white people shit.
That's what I was talking about. The knife. The bushcraft knife.
Did you ever go camping with Max?
We're going.
Dude, camping is the best.
The tent just came. We're going.
Which tent did you get? I
nerd
out on fucking.
Can I go?
First time camping?
I got an air tent.
Look at that.
Oh, you got the air tent. Those are great.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
There's a tiger attacking a guy.
Click on that.
Can you not have fucking 9 conversations? Can you fucking focus?
This is not my
bring
fault.
Bring up Joe.
Mushy fucking.
Mushy.
Mishy Mel
bringing up
is
tigers.
Fucking Polish.
Bring up Joe's fucking
tiger attacks.
Yeah, what you do with the, they have the fucking of a gnat. Yeah. Like a fucking a 2-year-old.
Your attention span is worse. You didn't even put a fucking noun in there.
I
see what they have of a gnat.
Attention span.
Can I come
you
camping?
You didn't even say that.
Did I say
play
attention span?
Play back the tape. You went, they have the
did it, wait,
of a gnat.
Mushy, did I say attention span?
No.
You didn't. You said they're like a gnat.
You said they have the
span of
a gnat.
You didn't say attention span.
You did not.
I said it after.
It came. I was
after I said
to bring
didn't
up stuff.
Anything.
I wasn't paying attention.
Can I come camping?
No.
Everyone was yelling.
Why not?
You can't come. Why do you want to come camping?
Because fun.
See if Dan Soder will take a camp.
You can't come if Dawn comes. You can come. You can't. I can't just bring a hot blonde. With
why
no,
not?
I want to go if Dawn goes.
Wait. Why? Hold on. Why she can't? Why can't you and her Max go camping?
Sounds like you need to work on trust.
It's not that.
My wife would be thrilled if I went camping.
Why
with
you,
all,
Max, and Gabby can't go camping
all,
in the woods together?
First of all, Gabby does, and don't take this wrong, nothing for me.
Okay boom. So then you should just go camping.
She is like a child to me, like a daughter.
So then her and Max can get along then. She can watch Max because you hate watching kids.
I'll tell you what I want to do. What I want to do is have a comic camping.
Ooh.
Can I tell you something?
That sounds so fun.
Where we
I'll
all
bring my wife.
Hang on. Where we all go.
Bobby.
You can bring your kid if you want. You don't if you don't want to. You'll go up camping. I found the site.
Will has 11
kids.
Hang
on. Let me finish.
Okay. I wanted to say something
after
this.
Put your finger down, though.
Okay.
I have a tent. We have $10 a night. You get a tent. You get a fire pit. We all get them together. I'll rent them. We all go up. We have we go up on a Sunday, a Monday. Tuesday, we come back.
Can I tell you something?
So fun.
We tried to set this up years ago.
I'm so much. Yeah, people like me more than
we tried. Not me. Listen to me. We tried to set this up.
Go ahead.
Fucking Big J was like, "Well, where are we gonna watch TV?" DeRosa was like, "Is there gonna be a fucking Xbox?"
Stop.
No
stop,
one would.
Right there.
No one.
Big
it was
J?
Fucking.
Stop. Stop. Big J and DeRosa.
Horrendous.
It's done, right
I was like,
there.
"No, we're intense. We're camping." Dude,
Big
I love
J would
fucking
go.
Camping.
Big J would
no,
go.
No, no, no. You don't understand. They're like, what if it's on air conditioned? But I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I disagree with you. Let me tell you why.
I'm telling you, we tried. There's no disagreement. We tried to
listen,
do this.
I'm disagreeing with you. I'm going to tell you why.
Go.
There is a fucking tell you why.
Let me hear.
Because last year, me, Ari, and Big J went out camping in Montreal. We went out.
You did?
Yes.
Without me.
Anyways, let's go.
All right. Fuck, what are your dates, Joe?
Where do you take a shit when you go camping?
In the woods, dude. Fuck the porta potty.
Under a tree.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, you bury it.
I have a shovel that you dig.
Shit shovel.
I bought a shovel. You dig, you shit, and then you bury it.
Where are the shovels?
And why about you? Why about
it's a bushcraft shovel.
You use a toilet paper. You bring toilet paper. What do you use?
And where the paper go?
In the
hole. You fucking numbskull.
And it plants a tree.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
All right, let's go. Wrapping this up. Joe, what do you got?
Netflix, March 20th. It's out. It's coming out. Half hour, March 20th, the stand-up season 2. Check out my website, comedianjoelist.com. You can get on my mailing list. You can check out my dates.
I heard fucking Tim Dillon killed.
No, this is the half hour.
Oh, Joe.
This is before the bubble breaks.
What's the bubble break?
It's my mother's tits. ComedianJoeList.com.
Yes.
Can I just say a quick note? You can't have Mushy Mike. He's such a great guy, great comic. You can't have him scrolling HD big screen photos of a tiger attacking a guy's face next to
right
your
there.
Head.
He's right there.
I'm trying to listen to you,
he's
and
right
there's
there.
A tiger mauling, scrolling by. Bushcrafting.
That was a little. That was one of the thumbnails of the pictures.
Yeah, but you bring up too much bushcrafting. Bring up one knife, have it up. I talk about it. We move on. Go back.
We started talking about bushcraft.
Yeah, but then there was a tiger. There was a million knives.
I think he's doing a great job, dude.
I think Mike is doing a great job too. Mm-hmm. But we're enhancing on that job. We're making the job better.
Yes.
He just gave him a critique. I think you're right. You can't have a fucking tiger mauling somebody with the minds of 3-year-olds.
The tiger was not mauling him. That tiger was friending him.
Tuesdays with Stories, every Tuesday. It's free. Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. What a club. You got to call Roger. You got to get in there.
What's the name of your Netflix
5th,
special?
6th and 7th.
Ann Arbor. Isn't that, where is that? Michigan?
Michigan. Mm-hmm. What's Tacoma Comedy Club. I'm doing a gig with you in a couple weeks, I guess.
What's the name of your Netflix special?
Side Splitters. Check out my website, ComedianJoeList.com. I'm going to pee. I love you guys. Sorry I yelled. I got frustrated.
I never seen Joe yell like that.
Joe, that was the greatest thing ever. Okay, go to my site, please. my dates, this weekend I am at the Mystic Lake Casino with Too Cute, Mike Feeney.
Horrible.
And where is that? Scroll down. Where is that? What?
Prior Lake, Minnesota?
Minnesota. There you go. Prior Lake, Minnesota. And then I'm at the Carlson next week, March 9th, 10th, in Rochester at the Carlson. I'm very excited about that. Wednesday nights, I got the 13th. I'm at the Pussycat. Mushy Mike's been opening up the show.
That show was great last time.
It was a great time.
Love
right?
doing it.
Yeah, I'll have you back again then.
Please.
And then Comedy on State, I just booked. One of my favorite clubs in the world. The family's amazing. The club's amazing. In Madison, Wisconsin. Comedy on State. Please do me a favor. You see these dates, retweet them. When I send it out, swipe up, get your friends, pack these places out, tell everybody, come down, let's have a good time, let's do some stand-up. Will, what do you got? Go to robertkellylive.com for all my other dates. What else?
Oh, yeah, you sold out Uncle Vinny's this last weekend.
That's
sold
a it fun out. Club.
Yeah.
Uncle Vinny was sold out. Gabby's parents,
my parents
came down.
Said you were amazing. They
well,
were
funny.
Crying.
Your wife, your mom my said... Wife. Her mom comes up. She goes, "I love how Jersey fucking your parents are too."
Yeah, they're trash.
I thought they were going to be a little elitist. They were the best.
No, we're real trash.
She walks up. She goes, "I googled you. I watched your Tonight Show. He's like, he's not that funny." And then, but tonight she was. I was like, "Thank God," because if she said that to me then, I would have burnt your house down.
What do you got, Will?
I'm working on my film, I Am Maurice. Go to GoFundMe.com/I Am Maurice.
I Am Maurice?
I Am Maurice.
Okay.
So M-A-U-R-I-C-E.
Also, I'll be in Australia end of this month doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Also, I think I'm headlining at the Fat Black Pussycat. I came on what date in March. And those are 3 things.
Awesome. Thanks, Will, for coming on. I love when you're on. You make me laugh. You're one of my favorite guests of all time.
You're the best, Will.
Thank you.
Everybody loves you. Just
make
scroll
sure
down.
I have another thing, too, real quick before we get to Justy. Just for Laughs, I'm hosting the Nasty Show.
Whoa!
So I'm going to be up there doing a gala. I'm doing YKWD up there. So if any of you guys wind up going up, let's get that going. And
those Just for Laughs shows are great, dude.
I'm doing the Nasty Show is gonna be great. I'm gonna be for 2 weeks. I might try to go camping again. So make sure you buy your tickets now. Just for Laughs, go to robertkellylive.com, get those tickets if you're in Montreal. Spread the word. Go ahead. Justin.
My website is I Am Justin Silver. I got a podcast called Neurotica. It's a sex and anxiety podcast. You can check it out anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Awesome, new ones.
And what did you say?
I was on there
once. Oh, you were fucking, you know that's got the highest downloads now?
Really?
One? Yeah, everybody loves it. You're very honest on it.
Oh, thank you.
You were great on that.
Joe, listen, you got 5 minutes for a hard out.
Yeah, you gotta go, dude.
I gotta go. I love you guys.
I love you.
Thank you,
Joe.
We love you.
I enjoyed my time here very much, and I love all of you.
I hope your marriage works out.
Yeah, I hope you guys get back together.
I do.
We're fine.
I hope she becomes way more popular than you.
I hope she gets pregnant.
I hope she doesn't get pregnant. I hope she gets a hit TV show and has to tour, and she asks you to open for her for really low money.
I'd be thrilled to do that.
For like $500 a show.
You'll be thrilled. For the first three shows, you'll be thrilled, and then your jealousy going to slip in and your ego going to slip in.
I hope your agent and manager go and take her on and then forget about you.
Love you.
Great team.
See you later, buddy.
Yes. Holy shit!
I know.
That's fucking crazy. I know. Everybody's, that's insane. I've never felt anything like that.
Touch that. Can you touch it, Gabby?
He's a little rock.
That's crazy.
Is it good?
Yeah, that's nice.
I know. Gabby just fucking blotched out.
See you guys.
Gabby gets blotchy.
I get blotchy
easily. Oh my God, it makes me sick. I told your parents that. I go,
that's their fault.
I know. I go, she's a blotchy little. She gets nervous, so all blotchy. I get nervous for her.
Am I blotchy? Yeah, just because I touched his tip?
Yeah, you got a little right here. It came
right here?
Yeah, a little blotch.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you get blotchy when you get nervous or sexed up. Ugh, with your freaky eyebrows. Justin, thanks for coming on, dude.
Wait, can I send all the dates?
Please,
oh, yeah,
come
on. Friday, March 9th, I'm at McGuire's Comedy Club with Jessica Kirsten, and then we are at the Brokerage on the next night, the 10th. So come out to those shows. It'll be a lot of fun. She's so much fucking fun to work with, too.
Yeah.
So check those out. And my social media is at I am Justin Silver.
Awesome.
Thank you, man.
Gabby, what do you got? Gabby has a bunch of shows. Let me tell you something about this girl. Talented editor.
That's my job. That's my day job.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, Gabby.
Like, we shot some great stuff. I literally was like, this is the shot I want. This is what I want. And she was like, okay, got it. Bang.
She nailed it.
Shot it.
and you do cinematography too.
Yeah.
Does it know?
Yeah. Wow.
Go ahead. What do you got? What dates you got?
If you're listening live, I have a show tomorrow night. It's my first produced show at the Way Station in Brooklyn. And then Friday, I'm also in Brooklyn at Vital Joint. And next Wednesday, I'm at Broadway Comedy Club. So follow me on Gabby on Instagram. Gabby is Brian.
Can you stop pursing your lips on your fucking Instagram story?
Oh, she does like the duck face.
Look at it. Yeah, see?
I'm literally like this.
No, you're not. You're pursing your top upper lip.
No, she's
you're
not.
You're doing this, Gabby. Swear to God. Look at.
Yeah, this thing. Like that. Because right now you're not. Look,
you're not doing it now.
Well, that one you have contour. You have contour makeup on.
Do it.
I have a dysentery makeup on in that though.
Do it. Yeah. Purse your lip.
What's that word?
Look. Look.
Dysentery.
Do this.
Hold on. I'm smiling.
No, it's a little. No, it's this. It's in the other picture
What's
too.
That? Is that her? What is that? Well, click on that one.
That's a clip of me from a sketch.
Let me see.
Okay, I didn't want to bring this up, but in Lena Dunham's new memoir, Me, I, she says that dairy is worse than vaccines.
Which vaccines?
Is that guy gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's mine. Oh. No.
The lips are going to purse right now.
Gabby, wake up, are you okay?
Oh, God. Ew.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I just puked all over her. Ew. Almond milk. I need almond milk. Can someone please get me almond milk?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Oh, my God. Here.
Thank you.
This was a part of a sketch.
Is that what you bathe in, almond milk?
I'll clean it up.
All right, so
okay,
Gabby's.
Why did you throw up?
So Gabby's good. A good editor. No, I'm kidding. You're great. It's a sweet scene.
Because it's dairy free.
All right, Michael.
Dairy free sketch.
What?
Just looking at the lip piercing. I feel like. Very... Yeah.
Well, you go to her story. She has lip piercing all over the place. Mushy Mike. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'll be at Hyenas this weekend in Dallas. I'll be there on the weekend of the 12th in Fort Worth. Hyenas also. Yeah. I spelled hyenas wrong on my website.
Okay.
I'll be at Laugh Out Loud San Antonio with Gina Brion at the end of April also.
And these guys are doing the pre-show. Post-show.
Got the post-show, the YKW2.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going great. We had Claire Parker on today. She's hilarious.
It's great.
Yeah.
So make sure. Tell them what it is.
It's a wrap-up show, much like the Stern wrap-up show. It's only for our show.
Yeah.
And it comes out Thursdays at 10 a.m.
And so if you want to know what's going on with the show, what happened, blah, 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 blah.
Behind the scenes.
Tune in.
Stuff.
And it's a great little addition to the YKWD show. Thank you for supporting my sponsors. Thank you for supporting the show. A lot of YKWD fans out there. I hope you guys love the show. If you don't, please move on and jump off a bridge. And if you do, please make sure you go up to these guys, everybody on the show, even myself, and say, dude, I heard you on the fucking podcast, dude. Make sure... Other thing we have to promote.
Go see Black Panther.
No, that's not. You don't have to do that because it's already sold enough tickets. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Thumbs up it. All you fucks leaving thumbs down, you just douchebags. I can't stand you because I know you don't even hate me that much. You're just being cunts. And make sure you follow us on Twitter. Spread the word. What else, Michael?
That's really about it. Tag Robert on Instagram. His Instagram at Robert Kelly Live. If you took a picture with him this weekend, tag him in it. Put it up online so we can see it.
Yeah, if you were at the Uncle Vinny's this weekend, make sure you tag him. Me and Feeny are coming this weekend to the Mystic Theater, right?
Yep, and Minnesota.
In Minnesota. So make sure you tag us in those all the photos we're taking after the show. I hang out after every fucking show. I'm there shaking hands, kissing babies, taking photos.
Risking the flu.
Yeah, fucking flu. I wash my hands like a fucking doctor, though. So don't think that I shake hands and then...
Did you get it this year?
No.
I didn't get it either, and I think it's because I've been washing my... carrying the hand sanitizer and shit.
Yeah.
I got it
the
bad.
Subway's where you get it. Worst.
What?
The Subway's where you get it more than anything.
I don't fuck with the Subway. I'm better than that. Listen, and make sure... This is what I wanted to... History Hyenas right now. Ridecast new show. Giannis Pappas, Chris DiStefano. History Hyenas. It's out. It was top 100 today. It is a fucking hilarious podcast with two of the funniest comics out there. And they're the Bay Ridge Boys. Tonight live, if you're listening live, we're going to be in Bay Ridge doing a live episode. So please... Check out the Bay Ridge Boys. Check out their Patreon page. Check out History Hyenas. They do a half hour on Riotcast for free. The second half is on their Patreon page, and you can become a member and join the community. You guys are the best. We'll see you next week on You Know What, Dad.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.